Blog Talk Radio.
Sunday. I'm your host, Lavina Polite, and with me I have my fellow host, Minister Arthur L. Weathersby. Minister Weathersby, welcome.
Good evening, Lavina.
Good evening. You did like that, right?
That was funny. You're funny. You got jokes.
Amen.
How are you this evening?
Well, I'm doing very well. I'm doing very good. How about yourself?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm happy good. To be on the air.
Good.
Definitely happy. Would you like to open up in prayer this evening?
Sure, let's do that. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses. We forgave those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Gracious and eternal Father, Lord God, we come to this hour just to say thank you. Thank you, Lord God, for keeping and watching over us throughout this day. Thank you, Father God, for allowing us to come to this point in time and this place. Now, dear God, we pray that you continue to be with us on this evening, O Lord, as we go into Spiritual Sunday. We ask, Father God, that you bless the works of the hands that are participated in this program, O Lord God, in this ministry. Bless the chief executive officer, O Lord God, and in the name of Jesus Christ, Rich Money, O Father God. Give him all that he stands in need of. Bless our host, O Father God, Lavina Polite, O Father God. Continue to strengthen her and undergird her, Father God, so that she can continue on doing what you've called her to do. And we ask that you bless all the staff members that are associated with GQ Palace, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we also ask, dear Lord, that you bless those that are listening in, oh, Father God. Those are just listening in and just being blessed, oh, Lord God, and those that may take that bold step and press one to be a part of a live process, oh, Lord God. We pray and we believe, Father God, that all things are going to come forth on this evening, Father God, will be to your honor and to your glory. And we just believe in by faith that the works of your hands, oh, Father God, that you process through your people, Lord God, will continue to bring you all the glory. This is my humble prayer at this time. In the precious name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, I pray with thanksgiving in my heart. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. I just want to start off by saying that we do have a special guest that's going to be joining us this evening. She is a very, very good friend of mine. Her name is Sister Dee Davis, and she actually just wrote her first gospel play, and it's going to be, I believe, her grand opening for it is going to be October 12th. So she'll be joining us this evening, and she'll just be explaining to us about her gospel play and sharing her testimony and saying what she's thankful for and just coming together on one accord. And I'm thankful and we're thankful to be able to have a format where, you know, someone can call in and just share, you know, exactly what they're doing for the Lord and what the Lord has called them to do and that they're so thankful to do it. It's definitely an honor to be having her on this evening. I had no idea that she was working on this project, but she's definitely working on it, and she's going to be, the play is going to, I believe it's October 12th, but she'll be able to come on the air and just fill us in on everything about it, and I'm going to try and get her on Rich Money's show on Friday, Love and Entertainment, so this way he can give her a full interview, but we'll definitely look forward to bringing her on the air this evening. So that's Sister Dee Davis, and her company name is Davis Productions, and I believe the name of the play is The Sanctified Trunk. So she's definitely going to be calling in and sharing this with us, and it is a gospel play. So, of course, you know, we're here on Spiritual Sunday, and we're definitely going to welcome her when she comes on the air. What we're going to do, we're just going to go to a song real fast, and we're going to come back and then recap on how the week has been for us, and then we'll start taking some callers. Amen.
Amen.
Sometimes I feel like giving up. It seems like my best just ain't good enough. Lord, if you hear me, I'm calling you. Do you see, do you care all about what I'm going through? And then he said, one more day, one more step. See, I'm preparing you for myself. feel like I'm all alone. I'm just like a stranger so far from home. I feel like I've done all that I can do. Please, Lord, give me strength. I'm just trying to make it through. That's when he told.
Sunday. Minister Weathers, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right. What we're going to do is we're actually going to bring on our special guest, and then we're going to talk to her for a little bit, and then we do have some callers that we want to bring on the line to allow them to share their testimony and what they're thankful for this evening. So
Amen.
Right now we're just going to welcome, she just said, Deidre Davis, what I'm going to call her, Sister Davis. We're going to welcome her to GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday.
Hi, how are you?
Amen. God bless you.
Amen. How you doing, sis?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing pretty good. Doing pretty good. We also have Minister Weathersby, Minister Arthur L. Weathersby. He's another host on GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday. We have
and
him on the line as well.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening, how are you?
I'm doing very well, sis, thank you. How about yourself?
I'm blessed.
All right.
All right, all right. All right, so what we're going to do is we're just going to ask you just to tell us a little bit about you, and then we're going to bring in, we're going to talk to you for a little bit, then we're going to bring in our callers as well.
Okay.
So, sis.
Let's see, I'm in the 50s plus club. I've actually just turned 50 this week. Yes, I want everybody to know I'm proud to be 50. In this day and age, you're blessed because a lot of us are not making it this far.
Okay.
God has allowed me to live my dream. I've always wanted to write. I did write a book back in 2004. I challenged myself. But nowadays, people are reading books on e-books, so they're not buying the hard copies anymore. So I asked for my purpose, and he showed me my purpose, which is to minister to people through gospel plays. So I've written my first gospel play, and it's called The Sanctified Drunk.
Mm.
It's going to be performed Saturday, October the 12th, at 5 o'clock in the evening, out in Queens. And I'm looking forward to just, you know, expressing my talents and getting the message out there.
Amen. Amen. Well, first I just want to ask, yes, Mr. Minister Weathersby, I was just going to say the same thing. How did you come up with that name, Sanctify Drunk?
Actually, I've been in church for a while, and I guess because I was in law enforcement for 22 years, I watched people.
Mm.
And it's really funny to see these folks come to church, and they think that because they take a shower and put on cologne or perfume,
uh-oh,
you can't smell the alcohol. And I ain't trying to step on nobody's toes. I mean, you know, when people indulge, they get holier than thou.
Uh-oh.
After they've had a couple of drinks, where they wouldn't be that way ordinarily.
Mm-mm-mm.
So they get a little title and they forget from whence they've come. Hence the sanctified.
Lord have mercy. That's the truth anyhow. Amen.
Yes,
that's
is.
Just the truth.
Yes,
that's just the truth anyhow.
Okay.
Amen.
So, what we're going to do is we have a couple callers holding. We're going to bring them on the line. And then we're going to continue talking to you about the sanctified drunk. Because I'm curious. I mean, you're definitely speaking the truth, of course. You're definitely speaking the truth. But I'm interested just to hear a little bit more about it. So I'm going to bring our first caller on. Welcome to GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Hi, this is Tasha.
Hi, Tasha. How are you?
I'm good tonight.
That is excellent. I'm definitely going to give Tasha a round of applause. She is our first time calling in to Spiritual Sunday. And you mean the world to me.
Yes, thank you. And I have to say that this is definitely a blessing because, you know, I do know Levita personally, and I have to say I'm thankful for her being in my life as my spiritual sister. And she know I always have phone problems, but for some reason tonight my phone is working really well, so I know this is God.
That's right.
Yes, sir. You know, what I wanted to say is that, you know, I feel like when the devil knows that you have a purpose in life, he definitely tries to attack you in all different ways. Whether he's trying to attack you personally, if he can't get at you that way, he try to attack your family.
That's
very close to you, he's going to try to tear you down.
That's something that I told
Levita too recently when I was going through my storm, that I was feeling like Job at the time. And the only thing that kept me sane, my mind sane, was to say, think about Job. You know, think about how he went through this storm and God still was there. Sometimes you can't fight the battle physically. You have to fight it spiritually.
That's right.
So the first thing I did, put it in God's hands, and that's what happened. God revealed himself to me. So that's why I am so thankful tonight for even knowing who God is, because a lot of people don't even know who God is today.
That's right. You're absolutely right. And it's strange because a lot of people don't. Well, it's not really strange. A lot of people really don't know who God is. And
that's true.
You know, I had met someone, and she had said to me like, "Yeah, me and God is cool." You know, and I'm like, "Huh?" I'm like, "Cool." Okay.
Lord.
Wow.
God is a homie, huh?
God is cool.
Lord have mercy.
That's what she said, and I was, you know, I was shocked, but then, you know, exactly what she said. A lot of people don't know exactly who God is, and because they don't know who he is, they don't really know the power of which he actually has. And they tend to rely more, you know, on the person next to them, instead of praying on things, instead of, you know, getting into church, instead of just being at home, just praying, you know, and,
right.
instead of just valuing exactly what you have, some people look at what someone else has. And
mm-hmm.
I think that that's, you know, that could be a downfall for, you know, a lot of people.
Yeah,
but Tasha,
I
definitely, go ahead. You guys keep going for a minute.
Yeah, I just wanted to interject on that as well, because they say, you know, just saying that, you know, God would give you this little and then to see how grateful you are for this much. And then he would give you so much, because just with this little bit that we have, you have to feel like you're blessed. A lot of people say, oh, well, why don't I have a car? And why don't I have this? But God gave you legs to walk, and there's people today who can't even walk.
Mm.
You have to be thankful for the little things.
And yeah, that's absolutely right, sis. And that faithfulness is all about doing kingdom business. People think that just because they do a little busy work, that God is going to bless them abundantly, but that's not what he's looking for, because busy work is not necessarily the type of, well, it's not the work that God looks for. He looks for you to operate on your faith and trust him completely and totally, and then when you do that, then he'll pull out those blessings that you won't have room enough to be able to receive, and them is kingdom blessings. That's just, you just don't get that willy-nilly.
That's right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're right. We actually did a show on Friday. I've been on the air like a little bit more than usual than Spiritual Sunday. I actually did the Monday show, which for those of you who are not familiar with GQ Palace, we have a show on Monday. It's UAR, and it's unsigned. It's Unsigned Artist Radio, and usually that show has all types of music on it. But this Monday, well, last Monday, we actually did a spiritual show. We did all gospel music.
Mm-hmm.
And it was wonderful. And that was the first time that we ever played, like, all gospel music on a show other than Sunday. So
oh, okay.
That was,
okay.
Yeah, that was, it was a great show. So those of you who, you know, are not familiar, definitely look it up. And you guys can listen to a lot of the music that Brother Faith Walker, he has a show right after this show called Crossroad
right.
Temple. A lot
mm-hmm.
of... all the songs, I think minus maybe two, were all the songs of his artists that came on the show right
okay.
after this. So we
okay.
definitely took the liberty of playing all of their artists' music, all of his artists' music, and just being able to allow everyone to, instead of getting the usual music, the R&B, the hip-hop, instead of doing all of that, we just, you know, took a minute out to reflect on all the gospel music that we have as well. So this
okay.
way, you know, those artists will be heard. As well.
Sister Lavina.
Yeah.
Sister Lavina. Teacher Pal's about ready to go full gospel.
see, you started something now. You started something.
Oh, we just planting little seeds here and there. Come on now.
But when I tell you, it was great. It was great. I felt right at home. You know, just playing all the music and then talking about
uh-huh.
the song. It was great. It was definitely
uh-huh.
a wonderful experience, and I was truly thankful for it. Minister Weathersby, stop it.
Uh-huh.
I'm just pondering things.
That's all. I'm just pondering.
Right. And then what I do want to do is, Tasha, you know,
yes.
I know you personally. So I just want to give you words of encouragement based on what I know, and then everyone else can give you words of encouragement based on what you have said this evening. And my words of encouragement for you is to stay constantly praying, you know,
mm-hmm.
and understand that when the devil is under attack, that you can't give the devil the fuel that the devil needs. And I'm saying it to you, but I speak to you all the time. And we sit and we talk and we go over everything. And you're a wonderful person. And God is definitely moving you into new things and wonderful things. And we're going to pray for you here on Spiritual Sunday at the end of the show. And just make sure we call up your name in prayer. And just make sure that everyone understands that, you know, you are definitely, you know, you're going through a storm, you know, but God has you covered. And you know God, and you know that he has you covered. And just continue to stay praying and stay encouraged and just stay positive. That's my words of encouragement for you. We're going to go to our special guest, Sister Davis, and then we'll
yes.
go to Minister Weathersby.
Well, my advice to you would be trust in the Lord with all thine heart and all thy soul.
Oh, Jesus.
And all thy because nobody can do you like Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Do not to your own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. He also promised that he'll fight our battles if we just be still. So you stay encouraged and stay prayed up because the devil is busy. But you stamp that devil out and you let him know that no matter what, your mind is made up and you're not turning back.
That's right.
That's right.
And I repeat things.
Amen.
That was good right there. That was good right there, Sister D. I'll just say, just to add a little bit to what you said, if God be for you, sis, who can be against you? And greater is he that is in you than he that is within this world. And from what I just heard you from, just you know, the time that you spoke, I don't see no reason where their enemy's going to have any kind of hold over you, because you have some confidence within you that only God can give you. So you just maintain and hold on to that confidence in the Lord. And you know, he assures us that the victory's already won, and we just have to just trust him for his plan, and know this, that, you know, I feel this for you, that because it's something that's you know, strong with me as well. No one can make you doubt him, because you really do know too much about him. And you know what else? I'm going to say this. I suppose I'm going to prophesy here for a second. I'm going to prophesy. I'm believing that I think you're going to become a regular caller into a Spiritual Sunday. That's what I'm believing. Because I think, I don't know why you were sitting back and not wait. I don't know why you waited this long, but that's all right. God does things in his own time. He does. He does things in his own time. I ain't going to beat you up, sis, but I'm just saying.
So, you know, it did sound better coming from you than from the other side. It definitely sounds good. But what we're going to do, we're going to bring on another caller. Everyone can hold the line if you like. Tosh, I don't know if you're at work or you're at home, but you're welcome to stay on the line if you want. And
I'm home.
Oh, okay. Well, you can stay on the line if you like, you know, but we're here until 9 o'clock, but we're going to bring on another caller as well.
Okay.
Welcome to Geeky Palace Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Martha.
Hi, Martha. How are you?
All is well. All is well. How about y'all?
Martha, who?
I'm good.
Well, I'm happy you said that, because I got two surprising names, titles before their names this evening when they called in. So, Martha, what's your name again, Martha? I'm sorry. I'm calling you out on this.
I'm sorry. I said Evangelist Martha. I didn't mean to say it, but everybody's been calling me that today, and I'm very sorry, Evangelist Martha.
No, don't be sorry.
Who are you?
I am an evangelist. I am an evangelist.
Okay,
oh, Evangelist Martha?
Yes.
Evangelist Martha what? You got a last name, child? Okay, all right. Lord have mercy.
Don't be sorry. It's just when you said it, I went from, you know, hi, Martha, how you doing, to just a moment of silence, like, huh? Okay. But I'm going to say congratulations, woman of God. I'm definitely going to say congratulations first to you. That is definitely in order.
How did you become an evangelist, Martha? Martha, that's going to be your testimony. You're going to tell us how you became an evangelist?
Yeah.
I'm curious minds want to know. I'm sorry, babe.
Yes.
We waiting.
You know, I thank God for letting me write my book. I'm already on the last chapter. You know, God has been so good. He moved through the school on Friday morning. Three people got the Holy Ghost outside the school, like in front of the schoolyard. I mean, it was awesome. It was raining. I called in the radio down here, and I told them, I said, I'm going to pray for the school today, that I know God. I prophesy that something is going to happen before I get inside the school. And I tell you, God moved in the school and out. I tell you, I said, there was supposed to be three fights that happened, but I was like, you know what? I got in the middle, and I said, hey, y'all need Jesus. I said, y'all devil, y'all need to stop. I was like, y'all need to stop because, you know, and then I started getting to them about my testimony and how, you know, when my mom passed, I was popular, and, you know, popular made me get to drugs and deal with drugs and sell drugs and, you know, be in gangs and getting in an abusive relationship. It's all about, and I'm like, well, and then I told them I was 12. What was a 12-year-old supposed to do? You know, and I was like, well, she passed right in front of my face, and the two girls said, you know what, well, why should we fight? Fight for what? I said, you know what, God could take care of y'all business if y'all just give it to him. I mean, y'all say y'all Christians, you say you go to church, and I said, well, you go to church. You say you've grown in the church, but did the church grow in you? The church is not the four walls. The church is you. It's not... Mm-hmm. And I told them, I said, it's beyond. I said, an evangelist is beyond preaching and teaching and all this and all that. And I told the same thing about a prophet, too. They said, who are you? And I said, I'm just a leader. They said, you a minister? I said, well, a leader is kind of like a minister. I said, there's two types of ministers. But we're all ministers in our own way. I said, you know, a minister, you can minister somebody to drugs. And you can minister, huh? I said, you can minister somebody into drugs, and you can minister somebody into not doing drugs. It all depends. You can minister somebody. It's just a leader. A leader is a minister. So I'm looking like, well, this is not working for me. And all week this week, God has just been dealing with me about the title thing. It's not really about the title. So I said, God, I don't care what people call me no more. It don't even matter to me no more. I said, I'm just going to keep on telling my testimony. And I'm going to keep on coming out here and preach. I'm going to keep on singing. And I'm going to keep on dancing for you. Because it's not about me. It's not about you. It's not about none of us, for real, for real. Legit, it's about God. It's not even, it's all about the kingdom. And I'm like, well, yo, God, yo, this is not even working for me. Then somebody told me, they saw the post on Facebook. I had a prayer line on Thursday night, I believe. And I called it Gangsters for Christ, Youthful People. And I was like, well, everybody's a child of God. So what do you mean by youthful people? And he said, I mean everybody. So I think like 10 callers called in, and three of them got saved, and God was working. God was working, and I mean, it just, oh my God, it just renewed my soul. You know, just to be able to feel like, you know, and all this week I just been feel broken, and I said, God, there's something wrong with me. He said, sometimes you got to be broken, because when you're broke, God moves in strangest ways, and He moves the most when you're broke. And I said, God, I thank you for my testimony. I thank you that, you know, I thank God for him visiting me. Because before I came back to God, I had a dream. Well, I didn't have a dream. I actually died in my sleep, and I was in hell. And God told me, if you didn't get yourself together, you are going to die and you're going to go to hell. He said, if you get yourself together, you will be in the Holy Ghost, and it will not be able to stop. And I said, wait a minute. Well, I don't think I can believe you, God. I don't think I can trust you. I don't think I can love you. And he said, I am that I am. And I was like, what you talking about? I didn't want to believe him. I didn't, but my heart was tugging, and I cut that feeling off, and I said, hell is fun. I said, hell is fun until you get caught. I said, if you want God to do something in your life, you got to change your heart. And until you change your heart, you got to change your mouth. Your mouth is what you say from out of your heart. From what the heart speaks comes out your mouth. What your heart says comes out your mouth. So I thank and praise God for everything. I thank God for everyone on here. And God bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Minister Weathersby, you can go first.
Martha,
How you doing, child? You all right, child? You all right? Oh, Martha, I'll just say that was a very good testimony, Martha. And and you said some good things there. And you're right, a minister is really nothing more than a servant. That's what they are. And when you said leader, servant leader is the highest level of service that you can be for God, to be a servant leader. But we're all called to be ministers because we're all called to be in service, because Jesus told his disciples that he came to serve. And he didn't want to be exalted with no specific titles or anything, because he knew who he was. And that's what we should do. We should know who we are in the Lord. You don't have to have a title before your name or anything like that. All you have to do is have to have a pure heart and a willing heart to allow God to use you. But not only just that, there's more to it. We all have to be concerned about our representation, and we got to make sure that when people look at us, they can't find. Because they're going to be looking. I mean, that's just straight up. They're going to be looking because they're going to be looking for fault. That's just the way human nature is. But what we want to do is ensure that when we do what we do, we're doing it on all things unto the Lord, and we live a life that's pleasing in His sight, not man or woman, because that's not what God called you to do. So I'm real glad to hear you babysitting again, Marvin. I'm real glad to hear that all's going well with you. And now I'm gonna go and say what I was gonna say before. I wasn't gonna say it, but I'm gonna say it now. Martha, you busy about a lot of stuff back there. That's okay. You do it all right, child. You just keep on, just stay focused, and don't let nobody drift you and take you any way outside of where God would have you to be. And if you keep your eyes on Him, He'll take you to higher heights and deeper depths.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
All right, we're going to go to Sister Davis.
Well, I was listening to Martha when she was talking. I do agree that we are all leaders in our own right.
Mm-hmm.
But in order to be a good leader, you have to be a good servant.
That's right.
So it has to start somewhere.
Right.
So don't worry about, like you said, what people call you. As long as you know and God knows, it's okay. But just stay in the Lord and
right.
Know that everything happens for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Everything happens in a season. Not necessarily our time, but His time.
That's
all
right.
That He went through was preparing you for what He's going to have you go through.
Mm-hmm.
Like they said in the secular world, no pain, no gain.
Yeah.
You have to go through something to get to something. So you stay prayed up and you keep doing what you're doing. You're going to be all right.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And I'm just going to say, I remember the days when I was, young like Martha, and I had all the energy, and girl, you are busy. You are truly busy. And I was following everything that you said. And I'm like, okay, Thursday, Friday, okay. All right, yes, you are truly busy. You're truly busy. And I'm just going to say, yeah, Martha, how's your schoolwork?
Uh-huh.
So that was an awkward moment. That was a moment of silence.
Uh-huh.
That was a moment of silence.
Wait a minute. What did you say?
What about
what you?
Yeah,
Martha.
How's everything going?
Schoolwork.
Yes, Martha, schoolwork. How's your schoolwork?
You know, I got my report card. I'm going to say all is well. I got 2 C's and all the rest A's and B's, but I told God, I said, God, I'm going to bring this up. I know I am. And I told my teachers, I said, all is well, I'm going to get this up. I know I'm going to get this up. But
all right.
God is good. God is good. You know, he's been ministering with me in the schoolwork as well. God has been giving me scriptures after scriptures for the schoolwork. Oh, my gosh. Lord Jesus, have mercy. But I think I was in science one day, and he was talking about something about evolution. He was like, the Big Bang Theory. And I said, wait a minute. I said, how do you know? I said, if no one knows how the Big Bang Theory got made, how do you expect that somebody believes the earth got made by fire and how it collided together and all this other joke? How do you know this? And the teacher's looking at me like, I don't really know. And that's why I got to teach science.
Okay.
made it. God made it. God made it. So that's the reason why I got to see
All right.
That is good.
Martha, I'm going to say, when it comes to your schoolwork, please make sure that you pay attention and you make sure that you stay on top of it. Because God has called you to do some wonderful things, but God is also calling you to pay attention and focus on the schoolwork as well.
Right.
So he's definitely going to give you strength in different directions and different avenues in your life. But you want to make sure that when he's giving you the strength to do the homework and to participate in school, you want to make sure that you're definitely paying attention and you take heed to it. And, yes, it's always good to voice, you know, how you feel about certain things and have different questions. But you have to make sure that you're not interrupting the classroom in the process of doing it. Because right there, that's not God's work right there. So you want to make sure that you know, that you pay attention, you humble yourself, and definitely when you're in school, you know.
That's right.
Definitely when you're in school, you humble yourself. And
that's right.
Just stay positive, and just, I'm going to say again, humble yourself in school, because education is very, very, very important. And as God is elevating you in your life, he's definitely going to continue to elevate you and use you, you know, as, you know, his servant to do exactly what he needs you to do. But when it comes to the schoolwork, he's also going to give you the strength and just keep the knowledge to pay attention in school as well. So that's what I'm going to say to you. Go ahead.
Absolutely. And as long as you know the truth, Martha, that's all right. Yeah, you just got to do what the movie The Gambler said. You probably ain't seen that, but it's, you got to know when to hold them and know when to fold them.
You lost a good grade
because you didn't know how to hold them. So you just got to know when to hold them and know when to fold them.
Amen.
That's right. Amen. Amen. What we're going to do, let me see if Tasha's still there. Tasha, you there?
Yes.
All right. Did you want to give words of encouragement? You want to give words of encouragement to Evangelist Martha? I'm sorry. I got to get used to it. I'm sorry.
You know, I'm one of those people that definitely believes that, you know, God will come to you in your dreams. Because if you really listen to it, because sometimes he says we move so fast that he has to catch you when you are still. So anytime that God speaks, I always say, you know, I always thank God for discernment. So we
that's
can understand
right.
where he
that's
really
right.
wants to move. Because that's the most important thing, because we might have our own understanding, and we got to make sure that we have God's understanding.
Amen.
Yeah,
that's
okay.
why you got to keep coming on.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right. We're going to bring in another caller as well. Welcome to Tiki Palace Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please? Hello? Hello, how are you?
Hi, how are y'all doing? It's Pastor Teresa.
Yes, see, this is another one. Congratulations. I'm hearing the title change before the name.
Whoa, wait a minute.
So
what did she say?
She said Pastor Sanders. Pastor Teresa Sanders.
Oh.
Yes, I'm walking in another spiritual gift. Praise God.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Before you continue,
Pastor Sanders, we definitely want to congratulate you as well. That's what I was explaining, that there was two callers that called in, and there was a different title before their name. So we definitely want to say congratulations on behalf of GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday to both Pastor Sanders and Evangelist Martha. Congratulations as well.
Amen.
Praise God. I'm just trusting God. If everything works out the way God has lined it up, I'll have a building. Praise God. And it's been a long time coming, but God is so good. God is so good. I've been walking in that. And but I definitely have a wonderful testimony on tonight. The word travail, you know, it means to, you go through a great suffering for a victory. In order to get a victory for something, like childbirth or just a struggle. Every person in ministry, every spiritual leader, you go through things to get to a victory. And I have a wonderful testimony tonight. I have been going through a lot of changes here in the county I live in. You know, they took prayer out of the classes a long time ago. They want you to be very careful how you talk about Jesus and different. They don't want you to bring that to the school. Well, I got to thinking, okay, do I respect what they're saying or do I respect what God is saying? Which way do I want to go? Because I'm teaching my daughters one thing, and then they're teaching them another thing in the school. And if you can teach them about Buddhism and stuff like that at the school, then you can't tell me that I can't teach them about the Lord and have them spread as well. And so this is what I have been doing. I have been, every morning when they would go to school, this has been a couple of years now, I would take my holy oil and I would anoint the footsteps of the bus. And I would do that every time. And a couple of bus drivers went, they threatened to kick my children off the bus. It was a battle. And I go to the schoolhouse, not over any other children, but in the class, they have a policy where they cannot deny a parent from staying inside the classroom now here. And I would go with them to school, and at lunch, breakfast, lunch, or whatever, I would pray. And I would pray loud enough for everyone to hear. And just to confess that Jesus is Lord. And I was doing that for a while. They banned me from coming to the school for a while.
Yeah.
So I went through. I went to the superintendent. I went I even called the governor's office, you know. And it's been a very long time. I've been talked on about my kids being kicked out and all kinds of different things if I didn't stop. And so, but you have some good. Let me tell you how good God is. When you want a mission from Him, it was some bus drivers that appreciated it, who welcomed it. It was some teachers who let it go on and welcomed it, and they learned, and they didn't say anything. So it was good. But you know, there's always somebody trying to stop the move of God. Just because you're doing what you're supposed to do, there's always an evil entity there to try to stop you. So, but I just kept going, and I kept on going with that. And guess what? Friday, I got a call from the director about having a meeting with me. I have been asking him about me coming over. I'm a licensed ordained minister. I have my license, my ministry. I'm registered with the IRS, and I've asked them to come and start teaching the children. You know, those who want to learn more about Jesus as the Lord, I said, I'm not going to teach no other God because that's who my Lord is. But that's their choice. If they want to, I will do it for free. You don't even have to pay me. And they wouldn't even entertain the thought. But when you get enough people testing and agreeing on the same thing, I ended up going into the community and they signed petitions that they wanted to do it. And so at first, it's been a couple of years, y'all, but at first they wouldn't even entertain the thought. But no, never, no. But Friday, I got a call from the director, and he told me that we're going to sit down and we're going to talk about it. He didn't say yes. He didn't say no, but it's an appointment. It's another step. Even if it doesn't go, I'm going to keep on going because it's a step that didn't happen before. So the entertainment, I'm praising God for that. Y'all, we have to be the one to start. We may get told no a lot of times. You know, I went to being getting threatened to get locked up for doing what I was doing. They threatened to kick my children out of school, but just keeping on going, you know, I suffered some things. I cried many nights. I fasted many nights. But, Lord, the kids need to go to school. The kids need this. Lord, what do I do? And he just kept telling me to keep going, and God is really getting his glory. So the testimony is that I have an appointment with the director about teaching about the Lord at school, and I offered to do it for free. When you tell them you don't have to pay me, they're more inclined to do it because I know that God's going to give me a blessing so much more than anything that they can pay me at that school. Now, that's the first testimony that I have. That appointment. Let me tell you what else I did, y'all. I'm just crazy enough to trust God. There was a drug dealer in our community, a big kingpin selling a lot of dope in the neighborhood. He would sell to kids, grown up. They didn't even care what was going on. So what I would do is I would wait. I wouldn't just go at any time. I'd go in broad daylight when he was sleeping. And I'd take my holy oil and I would place it in the palm of my hands. And the block where he was selling at the most, where it was a murder every single week, when I just started praying, God, I just bind every evil spirit that come here. I ask you to just loose the tribulation in heaven. All the great tribulation, all who hurt your people here on this block, Lord, clean it up. There are some good people here. God, I ask you to just move. And I would pray that prayer. I did it once a week. I went and I touched that block. And I prayed and asked God to move there. And Saturday, he was murdered. He was murdered by someone. He had shot this woman's son. And she turned around and she shot him and killed him. And praise God, she didn't get arrested. They had been trying to get rid of him for a while, but you know how you keep falling through the cracks. So God ended up letting him fall on his own sword. So I just believe, God, there's some things that we have to do. We have to go out, y'all. I looked at my hand. You know when your hand gets a cut? You notice how your hand is healed? Like, and then you look at that hand later and you never see the cut anymore. That's the power of God in your body healing you. And we have that power. A lot of times we pray, it's good to pray, but when you pray, you got to use what God gives you. God giving us power in our tongue. He give us power to do things, but we have to do like he told Jeremiah. When he touch our mouth and tell us to go, we have to go, and we have to say what he have us to say, and we have to do what he have us to do, even if we mean when you lose friendship, sometimes we might even lose our freedom just for doing right. But we have to say, okay, God, I don't mind losing my life as long as I find it in you. And that's when you are a true leader, a true follower of Christ, because you cannot lead unless you follow God. Amen. So people say that I'm a leader, but I'm not a follower. I don't know who you're leading, but you're not leading God, people, because you got to first follow him. So I just want to testify for that today and just thank God that I have an appointment about bringing prayer back in the class. It's a small community that we live in, but you know you got to start somewhere. When I get in here, I'm going to the district. I'm going down to Columbia, to the Capitol, and I'm going to keep on speaking that they might turn their back on me. It took me 2 whole years, but I have an appointment in the right direction. So bring prayer in the class. And stopping a major drug dealer. It's still stuff going on, but you know what? It's a step in the right direction. God is moving. Amen. That's my testimony. Amen. Praise God. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. So I'm gonna start off. I'm definitely gonna start off just by saying I want to say congratulations to you. For now being a pastor, and then I also want to say congratulations to you for having the meeting at the school. That's truly a blessing. God is definitely calling you to do some wonderful big things. But as far as the person that got killed, I just want to go on with the general statement on that on Spiritual Sunday, that GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday does not whatsoever give any praise or any glory to someone being lifted, you know, taken from the earth. I think it's wonderful that he's no longer here, but to glorify his death, GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday does not take any part in that whatsoever. I think that it's wonderful that you're definitely doing God's work by going out and, you know, definitely spreading the holy water and anointing the areas in which you are, you know, going through or going to. That's definitely a wonderful thing. But I just want to make sure that I mention again part of the testimony that was stated that, you know, the gentleman, she did go down with the holy water, and the gentleman actually killed someone, and he and the person's child that he killed, mother, came back and killed him, you know. GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday, that's kind of like a rough pill to swallow for anyone. And death itself is such a tragic thing, you know, whether it comes from a drug dealer, or if it comes from, you know, a harmful death, or if it comes from someone walking down the street and they get hit by a car. It's definitely a tragic experience. So, you know, we definitely send our condolences out to anyone that has been murdered, has been killed, or has lost their life to any tragic or dramatic situation that they, you know, have encountered. But on all the other testimonies you have, sis, I definitely say congratulations to you and to stay positive and continue to humble yourself and continue to do God's work and let Him continue to use you as a vessel to definitely complete the journey that He has called you to do.
Praise God, Christina. Can I make a clarity real quickly?
Yes.
Praise God. I wasn't glorifying the fact that he was murdered. I was glorifying the fact that God did what he said he was going to do as far as removing that situation. And sometimes God will remove people in death. He will allow the error of our ways to visit us when he gives us over to a reprobated mind. So if it came out that way, I do want to apologize. I wasn't glorifying him being, you know, murdered, but I was glorifying God for doing what he said that he would do as far as covering and protecting and removing. And the thing is, a lot of people don't like to preach that, but, you know, when God moves, when he says, I'm going to do what I'm going to do, then we either going to get in line with God's will, or God will allow us to be moved out of our way, even if it's in death or something that happens. You know, those tribulations do happen.
Right, and we're definitely in order, you know, we're definitely in order with Spiritual Sunday, and, you know, we thank you for, you know, trying to clarify the situation, you know, but at the same time, GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday is set up a format to come together on one accord for everyone to share their testimony and say what they're thankful for. And with that being said, Minister Weathersby or our special guest this evening, if you would like to definitely say encouraging words to Pastor Sanders. It's greatly appreciated.
Thanks.
Go ahead, Sister D.
Okay, well, first of all, I'd like to congratulate you on your meeting that you're going to have. I think it's a positive thing, and if you can bring prayer back into the schools, that would be wonderful. We, like you said, we do have to start somewhere. I'm praying that you will have success with that and that God will continue to move in your life. It's a wonderful thing. As to the other situation, I'm going to pray about that, because not only has one life or two lives been lost, but three as well.
That's right.
Thank God meant it to be like that, because both parties were taken away, and the one that did it now will have to pay in some form.
Then that's right.
Exactly.
I think maybe it would have been, you know, I'm not God, but I think maybe we would all be able to sleep a little better if he had lived and God could have changed the part. You don't know what could have happened.
Exactly.
God did beautiful things. So instead of taking another life, he could have been convicted by the Holy Ghost, and he could have changed his life around and saw the error of his ways. So I'm going to pray for that mother. I'm going to pray for the guy's family, and I'm going to pray for you. Hope that all works, you know, to God's good.
Amen. Amen. I concur with what has been said with regards to the death. Because, again, what we want to be clear, because we got folks out here that really don't know the word of God, and they're not as understanding about how God works. But what we really want them to know, because, again, somebody might misinterpret something. It's back in the Old Testament where curses were spoken against people, and people were having people, you know, cursed and killed on the spot. That's not in the New Testament. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
That's not in the New Testament.
Amen.
The New Testament, Jesus said, he said, there's no more eye for an eye or tooth for a tooth.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, he says, love. I'm giving you one commandment. It's a great commandment. Love ye one another. And we're supposed to pray for those that spitefully use and abuse us. Amen.
Yeah.
But and we thank God for the willingness to go out and confront. That's what's going on in our communities, because that's what we should do. And I'm going to go to another step with what you did, sis, with regards to going into school. And I'm sorry, I got to challenge folks that got families and kids. You know where really the problem is? In the home. It's not being done properly. We can't leave it up to the schools to do nothing for our children related to spiritual, because that ain't their calling. They're there to teach them educational. But what should be happening in the home, every person that got a family, or even if you're single, I'm going to lay that out there. I ain't leaving nobody out. There should be daily devotion in your home. Every day. And if you got children, you gather them. Get them away from the TV. Get them away from them games and all that other crap. and get them in a place and get the Bible with them and do daily devotional. And then they'll know. The Bible says train up a child. It didn't say about school. It's talking about the parents.
That's right.
Train up that child. And when you do that, no matter what they go out there in that world and they get faced with, they're going to be strong. And they're gonna have assurance about them. Yeah, the things that are presented to you in school, they're going to conflict. They're going to certainly conflict with the Word of God. Martha came on and told us what happened in that class that she was in, and they're talking about the Big Bang Theory. Well, we know they're not going to be in there talking about anything related to God because, again, they can't explain that. They can't explain that no matter what, but they can't discount it. They really can't discount it. I mean, but you know, I don't let me go there because I can talk about that stuff. But what I'm saying is really the challenge should be, and I thank God for the testimony that you give, because when you said that, my spirit just jumped. That was an opportunity for me to let folks know we're not doing right in our homes with our children and with our family. Daily devotion should be done in the homes with your family. Mm-hmm. Whether you're single or married, it don't matter. As a matter of fact, here's another point. If you're just a single person, you don't have no kids, you should have daily devotion on yourself.
That's right.
Amen. Don't wait till you get to Sunday, because some of y'all don't come to Sunday school or Bible study or nothing like that. And it don't happen like that. You got to study to show yourself approved, and you should do daily devotional every day. And that's what should be done with folks that got children. I'm sorry. If you're not doing with daily devotion with your children, you're doing a great disservice to them, and God's going to look at you for that because you're not training up that child.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. Martha, go ahead.
No, I was just saying, man, I agree, you know, I have stuff happened too, but after Texas, you're doing the right thing, just keep on going, what you're doing, I love you, and God bless you.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Tasha, you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, would you like to give words of encouragement to Pastor Sanders?
What I really want to, you know, what I heard her say when she was saying the testimony, the only thing that my ears kept ringing was about a spiritual beating. Because the thing is that when God tells you to do something, no matter what nobody else says or whatever, what anybody else thinks, you have to do it. Because
Amen.
He's going to make sure that you do it if he has to bend those knees. And I say that to say when I heard her say that, you know, people was trying to ridicule her and try to do this to persuade her not to speak about God in the schools. You know, she could have had a lot of ramifications because of that, and she asked God to cover her, and that's something that you have to do. You know, myself, I work in a drug facility that they always tell the counselors, you know, don't promote, you know, God to the clients and stuff like that. But sometimes when I give my boots and I see these women and they're crying because they relapse and they feel like they're not worth nothing, I have to speak about God to them, you know, because if I don't, I'm doing a disservice to them. You understand? It's my job to speak about him, and it's their job to whether they accept it or not. And the first thing I tell them is that, you know, God, Jesus came here for you. He came here for the prostitutes. He came here for the sick. He came here for those people. So when you look at yourself and you say, I'm an addict and I ain't no good because my family don't want me, this is who Jesus is coming for, and you have to believe that anything that you're going through is going to be a testimony for somebody else.
That's right. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Pastor, when did you get ordained? What's the name of your church? When did you get ordained?
Hello?
Pastor.
Pastor Sanders?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes.
Hello?
What's the name of your church? What's the name of your church? When did you get ordained?
Yes, Restoration Ministries. You say, what's the name of my church or the church I got ordained at?
The church you got ordained at?
Oh, Friendship Baptist. Friendship Baptist.
Okay, very
good. My uncle is ordained. He's been a licensed ordained minister for the past 40 years, and he undergirded me in prayer. Also, my brother of mine, but my uncle was the one who ordained and licensed me, and I started my own. Let me say this right quick, you all. I fellowship with all denominations, whether it's Baptist, Methodist, and whatever. I did get ordained in the Baptist, but God called me out into Restoration Ministries because I didn't like the fact that we only visited Baptist churches because we were Baptist. And my thing is, if you love God and you serve God, or you want to know more about him, then we should be, you know, fellowshipping together. We're supposed to be on the same team. You know, that's where Restoration Ministries came from.
Okay. Amen. Well, there's one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. I know that.
Amen.
Amen. Right.
Yeah, that's right. Man, that denomination stuff, that's man.
Mm-hmm. What we're going to do is we're gonna go to a song, and then when we come back, we actually want to come back and speak to Sister Davis a little bit
Amen.
More about her play that she's going to be, that actually she wrote. She took care of everything with D Production, which is her company. And we're going to come back on the air and just give her the floor so this way she can explain to everyone exactly about it for the new listeners that are listening right now.
Amen.
She'll fill everyone in on what's going on. So everyone just hold the line. We're going to go to the song. Amen.
No weapon. set the fire in me. If you believe it, say you.
Amen. All right, is everyone back on the air with us this evening?
Yes. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. All right, right now we're going to actually turn the floor over to our special guest, Sister Deidre Davis, so that she can have the floor and just explain exactly what she's doing and how long she's been doing it and pretty much what was the reason for her doing it. Sister Davis, you got the floor.
Thank you. This play that I'm doing, The Sanctified Drunk, was part of my finding out what my purpose was. I've been in church a while. I'm a steward in my church. I'm also a willing worker in my church. I volunteered for about 8 years or so with the after-school program, and I loved working with the kids, but I just felt that there was something more that God needed me to do. So I came home, and I went to that secret closet, and I had a little talk with the master, and I asked him to please reveal to me what my purpose was. Now, when I first came on, I started out by saying that I was 50. I'm proud of being 50 because I was born with a heart disease, and I have had open heart surgery 3 times.
All right.
I was not supposed to be here, according to the doctors. They told my mother I would never live past 14. So I know that I'm blessed to have turned 50 this past April. That's a blessing in itself. As for the play, thank you. As for the play, I did one for my church for a fundraiser, and I liked it. And I asked God, I said, you know, just show me what you have me do. And so I've actually have titles for 3 more plays that I have to write. I have not written them yet. But to get my name out there, I had to start somewhere. Mm-hmm. And like I said, I watch people, so actually, you know, church people. I'm not even going to say Christian. I'm just going to say church people.
Right.
Church people are funny. And if you watch them from their actions, oh, hallelujah, they can give you a story that even a little kid can rest with some of the things they say and do.
My.
So I just, you know, I wanted to get my name out there because I do like writing. I do like talking to people. And when I went to try to have the play performed, they told me I had to have a production company behind me. Well, I couldn't be paying somebody money to do the work that God gave me, because it was he and I and my writing this. So I said, well, Lord, I believe in you, and whatever you tell me to do, that's what I'll do.
Mm-hmm.
So he put the right people in place to help me perform my own production company. It is in the baby steps, and you got to crawl before you can walk, but it's Steve Davis Productions. I am the sole proprietor. I have volunteers who have volunteered to stay with me. They told me, we are a team. You're not getting rid of us just like that. So they're volunteering to come forth with their time and their talent to make this play, not just a play, but to let everybody see God's word in a different form. I agree with what you said before about being a pastor and a leader. You know, everybody's not meant to stand behind a pulpit. Some people do it in different ways, and if mine is through a play, then I'll do that. So I'm just encouraging everybody who can come out to 93-07 175th Street in Jamaica, Queens, on Saturday, October the 12th. At 5 p.m. The name of the school is called PSIS 260. And the donation is $20. Just come out and fellowship with us. You may even learn something. Somebody may even be touched. That's what I'm proclaiming. I've already took victory. Excuse me, in saying that it's going to be a full house. So I know that this is all God. It's not me. I'm just who he's using. I'm a tool. I told him to use me so that he'll get the glory, the honor, and the praise always.
Amen.
All right.
Amen. I can't wait. I can't wait.
Amen.
I cannot wait. I cannot wait. And it was so funny because we met a couple of years ago, and, you know, we keep in contact from time to time, but I always throw the link up, you know, for Spiritual Sunday, and then she sent me a message, and I'm like, wow. Like, and then she was just really telling me about the play. And I'm like, oh, well, when do you want to come on for an interview? You know? And I know she was like, is she serious? Is she crazy? You know? Mm. But, yes, a little bit of both. But it's definitely a wonderful thing. It's definitely a wonderful thing. And I just want to definitely say congratulations to you.
Yes, Lord.
You know, I'm proud of you. I'm so proud of you.
Amen.
Thank you.
I'm so proud of you. And I remember us walking in our white uniforms. I'm just saying,
yes.
You know, and who would have thought, right?
Well, you know, when I first met you, there was something in your spirit that I took to.
Amen.
And I know a lot of people. Some good and some bad. I don't judge anybody because the Bible said, judge you, lest you be judged. But there was something about you that made me take to you. I'm not a phony. I love everybody. But just because I love you don't always mean I like what you say and what you do.
Come on.
That's right.
So,
that's
you know,
right.
I watch folks, and if I see that you're not, you know, doing things in the right order, I'll try to pull your coat. I don't try to tell anybody what to do. But if I consider myself your friend, I should be able to come to you, pull your coat, and say, sis or bro, you know, this ain't right or that ain't right. Or, you know, did you mean to come off like this? Because this is how it's coming off.
That's right.
So I keep my distance. I love them from a distance.
All right.
Amen.
You know, can I say this, Davina?
Sure.
As I listen to this testimony, and that's a powerful testimony. And I'm a writer too. And the first book I wrote, I have not published, and there must have been a reason why God did not do that. I'm encouraged. I'm gonna flip that thing into a play.
Yes.
Amen.
All right.
Amen. Because I'm just encouraged. I'm really encouraged. And I would tell you, sis, you just continue on doing what God has called you to do. Because clearly, He has a great purpose for you. In ministering and oh my God, that's awesome testimony right there. I hope people really paid attention to what you said. Doctors and I know because I've been written off and from when I was young. I'm older than a sound. I'm 61 years old and I grew up in a time when we didn't have the rights that we have today and the privileges. And from my youth, I've been told what I could not do, especially as a black man.
Okay.
And people try to, you know, pigeonhole you and place you in certain types of arenas that, you know, just because they don't want you to scale to the heights that you can scale. And I wasn't raised and born up in church, but I never had in my spirit about that idea that I couldn't accomplish anything. But once I got saved, which was 17 and a half years ago, I'm sorry.
Okay.
The Lord, when the Lord says that this is going to happen, I know it and believe it, and I just walk in it. Walk in it. And he's bringing forth divine. What he's doing is bringing forth divine connections in these days, because it's all about being kingdom minded for kingdom business. And when you do that, Lord will just move mightily in your life. I mean, He will move mighty. I'm a witness to this. So I commend you for the work that God is doing in you. And I can feel it within my heart that the best is yet to come. Your latter day is going to be greater than your former. I'm 61 years old.
Hallelujah.
I can see that.
That's right.
Looking forward to it.
And this actually goes to show you that, you know, you can meet people, and when you meet them, if you don't have your wall up, you know, when you welcome them, and she welcomed me from day one.
Amen.
She was one of those people that was like, you know what, all right, sis, I hear you, sis, you know, all right. And we sit, we talk, we go to our meetings, and it was wonderful because Out of everybody that was in our immediate circle, she was one of the people that was like, all right, so when you coming over here with me, you know, like, when you coming, I hear everything that you're saying, but when you coming with me, you know,
come on.
And it was so welcome, though. It wasn't like she said it to me, like, oh, you know what, I see that you're smart, you're in your books, and you're ready to do this. It wasn't even like that. It was just like our connection was just so strong. And she was like, all right, so when are you going to come over here? You know, when are you going to come over here? And it was wonderful. And I'm thankful to have met you for this. And, of course, you know, I'm definitely going to be there on the 12th. We are going to be there on the 12th, you know, to definitely show some support to you.
Thank you.
Are going to put you, you know, in our magazine as well. We're definitely going to put you in that. I had spoken to you about that briefly as well. But it's just wonderful. And it's wonderful to hear that you came such a long way, you know, with the open heart surgeries to being in law enforcement to, you know, now writing your gospel play. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. And God is definitely moving you for wonderful things. And I commend you.
Are you going to believe it's Delaware or New Jersey?
I'm actually hoping that people from different walks of life will see it. And if they do, you know, call me and talk to me about it. Yes, I'm hoping to not let this just be the one and only show. This is just the first one. But if I get some requests, you know, I have people who said they're willing to work with me. So long as they're traveling with me and God is ahead, we will be there.
That's right. Amen. I'm so proud of you. So is there anything else? Just give the address again in the amount of the donation, so this way everyone has it. Just for anyone that is definitely listening in from the computer, if you're listening from your phone, even when they go back and listen to the show in the archives, they'll still be able to get all of the information in. The show is worldwide, so just make sure everything is detailed, so this way anyone that is in the area can definitely come and take a look at it.
Okay. The play is, the name of it again is called The Sanctified Drunk. It will premiere on Saturday, October the 12th, 2013, at 92-07 175th Street in Jamaica, Queens. That's Jamaica Avenue and 175th Street. The donation is $20 per person. For children 10 and under, it's $10.
Nice.
The name of the team is called PS/IS268. For those of you wanting tickets, you can also call the number 888-332-4944.
Amen. Now, are you willing to, like, say anyone that can't make it to see the actual play, are you willing to accept donations as well?
Yes, I am accepting donations as well. I'm also in talks now with someone trying to get it recorded so that we can make DVD.
That's what I was going to ask. DVD. Amen. Thank you, Holy Ghost.
I'm
trying
to work on that now.
Amen.
Amen.
Definitely talk to me after the show. We'll touch base sometime tomorrow, because Rich Money also knows a lot of people, and I'm sure he has someone that can definitely help you with that. So we'll definitely touch base with that tomorrow. And it's right in Queens, so it's not like it's no far. So but we'll definitely help out with that any way that we can. We also have another caller we're going to bring on real fast. Welcome to Tiki Palace Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Oh, I'm sorry. This is Kia.
Hi, Kia.
Hi, guys.
Hello, Kia.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm well. Thank you. Thank you, God, for your prayers and your concern.
Yes.
God is still good. In spite of God is still good.
All right.
So, you know, I'm just thanking God for life, health, and strength. I'm thanking God for my time and the life I have known my aunt and loved her. I the sermon for her funeral, he took it out of Psalm 30.
Yeah.
He said going from weeping to worship.
Yeah.
And that's when he took it out of Psalm 30.
Mm-hmm.
He talked about the two different types of mourning. You got mourning as you waking up in the morning, and you got mourning.
Yes,
so, you
Lord.
Know, God has been truly, 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 truly good to my family. This was Sutton. This was Sutton on the family. This was a hard one to swallow. This was something that we didn't expect it.
Oh,
and
my Jesus.
And we already told, not every sickness is not up to death, but, you know, God's will is perfect. So, you know, it was a tough one grieving her and just to see her and then just to know that he would dry up all the tears. And I'm thanking God for my time. She is the second mother. She helped raise me. I'm a military kid, so I grew up with my parents, you know, and my aunt was just like if I was laying my own mother down on Friday. So I thank God for mercy. I thank God for grace. And I thank God for her life and the life that she has touched, because she brought everybody, all families from all across the state, to here Friday in Jersey. So I thank you, Lavina. Thank you for your prayers. I thank you for our talk. Thank you. It's just a blessing knowing you have people that are concerned. So I thank you very much.
Praise God.
Welcome here. We love you so much.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
Bless you, Kia. And you know what? I just want to say this, Lavina. God is good.
Wait, before you say it, I was just about to come on, Minister Weathersey. I was just about to say, he preached it.
You praise God, you don't have to wait for the victory to come. It's already assured.
Yep.
And when plan, Lord, I know I'm victorious. I don't care what it looks like right now. I'm walking in my victory, and it's just, oh Lord, that's a blessing. Thank God for that. That was a good message.
Yeah,
he had
everybody. Yeah, he had a great home going. It was a very good message
because I'm listening to your voice, and I know the process of grieving. That's something that. It's personal for each and every one of us, and we all do it according to however it is with us. But you know, when you get to that level where you can deal with it, then after that it comes the acceptance, and that's another process. But I know it's a good thing that goes along with it is having a good family, supporting within your family, even if there's friends that operate like family, and certainly a church home, because that's what helps us get through that process. And I know, you know, I'm not trying to say that you're past it, but I can tell that, you know the hymn, it is well with my soul. That's what I felt in your spirit. That's what I felt.
Minister Weathersey, hold on 1 second. I just want to bring on this lovely pastor right here. I have to bring her on, and of course she always get her own introduction. So welcome to GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday, our very own Pastor Sherry. Welcome.
Bless everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody.
That's right.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise
Amen.
God. I just thank God. Just got in from a service not too long ago, maybe half an hour ago, and it was blessed, but I just wanted to come on and say praise the Lord to everybody. Love everybody.
Amen.
Yes, been praying for everybody always, and God bless you, Sister Kia. Our sincere prayers have been with you and the family.
Yes, Lord.
And we'll continue to be with you. God is good and never make a mistake. Hallelujah. And
amen.
You all will be encouraged. It's good to know the Lord in times like these. It's good to be in Him and Him in you. So, and I thank God for all that I've heard thus far. I'm just grateful for His mercy. I'm grateful for His grace. And I thank God for His strength. I thank God for enduring. I thank God for just being saved. Thank Him for knowing who I am and who He is in me. I thank Him for every trial, every test, every tribulation, every pain, because I know that Romans 8:28 says, "For we know that all things work together for the good," because we do all love Him, and we all are the called according to His purpose. God bless you, woman of God, the special guest. May God continue to bless the work of your hand.
Yeah, Lord.
And as I was very touched by your testimony and the work of God, and I know you don't despise it. They are small beginnings, but small things become great things. We're just grateful to hear the work that's assigned to your hands. And when I find out where I can send an offering, a love offering, I will do that and be supportive of your ministry.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
God bless you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Love you, Sister Lavina.
Amen.
Love you too.
Love fest going on here.
Love you, Lee.
She is wonderful. All right,
I'm just
wonderful.
Saying.
see, there you go. See, it's a different type of love. You know. Come on, Minister.
I know that.
Look. See, and if it wasn't for you, then we wouldn't have met her. And she is wonderful. She is wonderful.
Praise God.
And we
God
always welcome
Amen.
Her. Yes, she is wonderful. Pastor Sherry, to give you, we've had a wonderful show this evening.
Yeah.
I don't know which part that you have missed, but we had a wonderful show. It was truly great. We also congratulated Pastor Teresa Sanders. She's now a pastor, and Martha, one of our youngest callers here on GQ Power Spiritual Sunday, she's now an evangelist. So we definitely took the time out to acknowledge.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. To acknowledge both of them, definitely. Mm-hmm. God is definitely moving them to do wonderful things. So we definitely took the time out to thank them. And, of course, you know Kia.
Yeah.
And we did have Tasha on. She was a new caller. A wonderful friend of mine who, you know, has a very powerful testimony. She shared a little bit with us.
I heard her spirit is very strong and in the Lord, and I enjoyed her spirit.
Amen.
She's truly great, and she said that she's going to call more often. Now, mind you, she did know
Praise
about
God.
This Sunday. See, she knew about it. But, you know, I think you were the one that said you had listened for a while and then you had finally, you know, pressed one, you know. You know, I'm realizing that there's a lot of people out there like that, you know.
Love Fest, Lavina and Pastor Perry. See, it didn't last long, did it? Lavina going to do what she do. She put people on blast.
No, but that was actually a compliment, though.
Oh, I know it was. Yes, it was. It was a good compliment.
Yes, that was truly a compliment. And
it was wonderful,
though, that, you know, everyone, they, you know, when they get to, when they do press the one button, you know, they get to see that it is a wonderful, you know, show to take part of. And and not just because Minister Weathersby's here, but it's truly a wonderful show to be a part of, and we
That's
thank
right,
everyone,
yeah.
And you know, we're definitely not here to judge anyone, and
That's
coming
right.
together on one accord and uplifting each other and encouraging each other is what we're here to do. But I did want to ask Minister Weathersby and Pastor Sherry, because they have their own show now for the new listeners that are listening in. Minister Weathersby, if you guys want to fill them in on your show.
Go ahead, Pastor Sherry.
No, you can go ahead.
I
yield to the power. Go ahead.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Okay.
Why y'all want to play me out?
Amen.
Where was Mooney at? I need some help. Praise God. We just give honor to God on this day. We thank the Lord for what he's doing. Yeah, the show that we're involved with is actually affiliated through Minister Faith Walker and Interpraisement Media Group, where he's a Christ Executive Officer, and it's a ministry that God gave us, dealing with relationships. I've written two books concerning relationships, relationship building. The first one dealt with relationship building, but I focused on marriage, and it's called Unless God Builds a House. And the second one is about family, and it's called Check the DNA, What Happens to We Are Family. And in both books, I deal with them according to the Bible and biblical principles. And when you look at the scriptures, and it's real plain and simple, the relationships that we have with our marriages, our families, with one another, and with God, they have to line up. And if we're not doing right within those interpersonal relationships, then there's no way you're not doing right with God. You just have to look at the scriptures, and they're real plain. There's no mystery, and because the Word of God is not that deep. A child can understand that thing, and we just have to, as ministers and those that are involved with teaching and preaching the Word, we need to let people know what they need for their salvation, and not only their salvation. Once they come into salvation, there has to be a transformation process, and you must, according to the Word of God, you have to change, because the Bible says, and I know people like to use a particular scripture that they only use that A part to it, but I'm just going to just read from this one scripture, and I'm not going to say another scripture behind anything else. But this is real important for people to understand. And I'm going to go to the book of Romans, the 8th chapter, and it's going to be the first verse. That's all I'm going to read. And it says, therefore there is now no condemnation, no one judging guilty of wrong for those who are in Christ Jesus. People usually stop right there. And that's the A portion of that. The rest of it says, and when you have an amplified version of the Bible, the font and the script, it becomes italicized, and that means there's emphasis here. And it says, who live and walk not after the dictates of the flesh, but after the dictates of the Spirit. Salvation is free, but God has an expectation and requirement of you once you become saved, and that is we must be changed. And the Bible says that we have to be changed by the renewing of our mind and mortify the deeds of our flesh daily so that we can do that perfect will of God. And it starts with our relationships. It starts primarily with Him. That's why the name of the program is Unless the Lord Builds the House, which is Psalms 127:1-8 that says, Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. And so, therefore, God wants us to understand that we need to be in a solidified personal relationship with Him. And when you do that, you seek any other relationships, they flow from that relationship with the Lord. So God has given us that mantle, and we just thank God for the vehicle that has been provided through Interpraisement Media Group. And Pastor Sherry and I are just blessed because I'm telling you, we're not just preaching. I mean, we're not preaching. We're just not just teaching and expounding on that on this message just for anybody. We're doing it. We're doing it with ourselves because that's how we're doing our relationship. So that's why we're really passionate about it. And we just thank God for those that have participated, and we pray that anyone that's listening, that you know, they check us out because God doesn't want us perishing for lack of knowledge. And there's a lot of people. We're not talking about unsaved folk. We're talking in the body. Marriages and family are critical on life support right now in the body of Christ. And the reason that is because the devil, he knows the purpose of God with relationships. He's not going to attack God because he knows he can't win. But he will definitely mess with us.
That's right. Amen. Amen. And just for the record, I'm definitely going to call next week, Saturday. God willing,
all right.
our daughter, she's a cheerleader, and she's been having games, and they start at 8 o'clock at night on Saturday. So next Saturday, we don't have a game or Sunday.
Well, you know what you can do? Between now and then, you can go listen to the recording. You can go listen to the recording of yesterday's broadcast. It was ready 2 hours after we were done.
you know that's what I'm gonna do, right? I'm just saying.
Okay.
And of course, press that like button next to it.
Yeah. Then so the people know where they can get it at. It's just blogtalkradio.com/ Nathan NathAn on the spot.
Okay. So everybody that's listening, if you're listening from your computer or if you're listening from your cell phone, if you did not catch all of that, you can definitely check GQ Palace Radio, also on Blog Talk Radio. You can definitely check us out on there, and you'll be able to hear today's, well, all of the shows, actually, was a lot.
Amen.
So just go to Spiritual Sunday with today's date, the 22nd, and then you'll be able to hear the recording of GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday, and it's going to say GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday / Crossroads Temple, because Minister Faith Walker is actually the host of our Crossroads Temple show that's going to be airing tonight from 9 to 10.
That's
so
right.
He's going to be on, and his format is pretty much set up to interview up-and-coming hip-hop or R&B gospel artists, pioneers as well. He's definitely had the Manhattans on there, so that qualifies for that pioneer slot, definitely. So, and he's definitely doing a wonderful job with his show. And you can catch him from 9 to 10, same number, 646-200-3838. You can press 1 to go on the air to speak to him, to listen to his interview with his artist that he's going to have on. Or you can also press the 1 button and give feedback on the music that you're listening to. So that's definitely a wonderful program to listen to as well. And that's from 9 to 10 every Sunday right after Spiritual Sunday. Spiritual Sunday, 7 to 9, Crossroads Temple, 9 and 10. And that is with Brother Faith Walker. It's about 8:42 right now. So what we're going to do is we're going to go to a song, and then what we usually do in the beginning part of Spiritual Sunday is we do a recap on how was the week and everything, and we didn't really get a chance to do that because the show just it started off great. So it was definitely a wonderful show. So we'll use this time to actually do a recap, and if anyone has any new projects that they are working on, they can definitely just announce the project that you might have. We do set the format, so we believe in helping people promote whatever it is that they're working on. And usually if you're calling into a Spiritual Sunday show, it has something to do with God. So we're definitely going to allow everyone to just take this time out, our last like 15 minutes, to just reflect on how their week has been, do a recap up until Sunday. And then we're also going to end in prayer with Sister Deidre Davis. She's going to end in prayer this evening for us.
Amen.
So with that being said, we are going to go to the song, and then after we come back from the song, we're going to do our recap. Amen.
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 This song says, God's mercy kept me, so I wouldn't let go. Anybody in here ever felt like giving up, just throwing in the towel, just giving up? I'm not going to ask you to hunt anybody, but just look at them. That person you're looking at is here tonight only because of God's mercy and His grace. Somebody ought to just tell God, thank you for your mercy and your grace that kept me. Get a witness in here that knows about God's grace. Down. The devil really had me. But God's mercy kept me. I'm here tonight because of God's mercy. Come on now, just thank Him. Just thank Him.
I almost let go.
Amen. Was having a little bit of difficulties there, but we are all back on the air, and that is a wonderful song. I'm just trying to make sure that everyone is on the air. So as we do our quick recap of the week, Minister Weathersby, how was the week? Minister Weathersby?
Amen.
Okay, not sure what happened, but I'll definitely say what I am thankful for this evening. Our recap usually consists of us just pretty much saying like what we're thankful for and what took place pretty much during the week. Oh, Minister Weathersby.
Yeah, you know, I had myself on mute.
You was enjoying that song, right?
I was enjoying that song, and also Bishop Noel Jones too. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I just thank God. We know part of what has been happening with me on these weeks, but God has just been doing some outstanding things, and he's yet unfolding what is still yet to come. And I'm just gracious and humbled and glorifying him. You know, because God would tell, he tells us, you know, we're just faithful over a few things, then, you know, he'll bless us and allow us to be able to, you know, operate in greater. So I just thank God, and you know, I'm still doing the two books that are already out there. I'm going to finish up the third book sometime, hopefully within this month, and hopefully get that published within the first quarter of the year. And then I'm going to work on, I'm just going to, you know, allow the Lord to do what he does. I'm getting ready for a retreat that I got called on Saturday, for a men's retreat, and they want me to be a speaker there. So, you know, I'm available to do that kind of stuff. So I'm just open to whatever the Father would have me to do.
Amen. Amen. We got you, Pastor Sherry. Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Well, a quick recap on me. I'm truly thankful just to have my health and strength, and just to be able to continue to run around like I do every single day, going back and forth to work. I've been saying my prayers on my way into work, as soon as I get up in the morning, after work, during work. I've been definitely praying a lot more. And I think it's about that time for us to we had mentioned a Bible study with Pastor Sherry and Minister Weathersby. And I don't know, I'm feeling like it's about that time if the offer still stands, but we'll definitely discuss that. I think there's a lot of people that has actually been, you know, calling in and that has been just reaching out to me on a daily basis, and some of them aren't able to go to church, you know, like that. And they understand that it doesn't take the place of them going to church, but it also helps them understand this is a format that's set up to help them learn the Bible. And that's what they are asking at this point is, you know, okay, is the Bible study going to consist of, you know, like going over the Bible, the different scriptures in the Bible? Exactly what does this mean? Are they going to break it down for us? You know, but we'll talk behind the scenes about that. Tasha being one of them, she definitely wants to know about the Bible study, and I definitely think it's definitely a good thing to have myself, because I don't go to Bible study personally. My life is running around a lot. Look, in the format of a GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday, I never said I was perfect now. Let me throw that out there, you know.
You shouldn't have said that.
No.
Don't even say that.
I never
don't
said I
say
was
that.
Perfect. But
no, don't say that.
Don't say that.
Don't say that.
What?
That's not a good thing to say. I'm going to tell you why. God doesn't, that's an unrealistic expectation that the devil places upon people. There's no way in the world God expects perfection out of imperfect people, okay?
Well, no, that's right.
That's right.
He knows we're not perfect. That's why he sent Jesus. He knows we're not perfect. That's why he sent Jesus, and we have the Holy Spirit. He knows we're not perfect, so don't say that.
Yes. Well, okay, I won't repeat that again.
All right.
<Miss Weather>.
Amen.
And I was waiting for Pastor Sherry to say amen, and Sister Davis to say amen.
Amen.
I knew it. And I knew it was coming. I knew it was coming from everybody. My life is very busy, and I'm truly thankful, you know, that God has, you know, just enabled me to be able to sit down and sit still and continue to do the work that he has called me to do. And a lot of people say, okay, well, you know, minister consists of many things. No, I think of myself as just being a woman of God. And, you know, when God spoke to me about doing this show, it wasn't by accident, you know, that the offer was right there in front of me. It was something that was supposed to happen, you know, and I believe it, you know, every day. And I'm thankful, you know, for it every day of my life to be able to sit, you know, on such a format here at GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday with such wonderful people, and just coming, you know, on one accord and bringing everyone together. I look forward to it, you know, and I've even started doing it a lot more, you know, during the day in my daily life, my daily struggle at my job. You're not supposed to, you know, talk about God and stuff like that, but, you know, for those people that aren't listening, that's not at my job, you know, I've been doing it And it actually been working out very well, and it's been helping with the patients. So those little pocket Bibles that I've been passing out, you know, mm-hmm. and it's been working. And I'm thankful to be able to do that, you know, for GQ Palace to be able to take place and, you know, taking the time and going out and getting the little pocket Bibles and handing them out to people. That means a lot. And just to see their face and knowing that the struggle that they have encountered and the traumatic experience in their life, you know, with being, you know, molested and all the above, you know, it's actually a wonderful thing to be able to give it out to people. And I'm thankful. And with this format being set up, I'm trying to, with the help of the whole GQ Palace family, just help Spiritual Sunday just reach more people. Like, we can reach people all over the world. And
all right.
We've been doing a wonderful job, and I'm truly thankful. And, you know, people are actually starting to contact me saying, okay, well, I listen to the program, and I'm interested, you know, in the interview. I'd love to join your program. And it's wonderful, and I'm thankful, you know, and I just want to take the time out and just thank everybody for everything that they do for GQ Palace, even if it's you being a supporter, just you being able to listen and support and understand exactly what our goal is, what our focus is. You know, we don't have a problem, you know, helping anyone promote whatever it is that they're doing. That's the format that, you know, Rich Money has set up for everyone, is that the format is able to reach out to everyone. It's able to help everyone from all over. You know, you name it, we can reach it. If God says you can achieve it, then guess what? We're going to achieve it, and we're going to do whatever we can mm-hmm. to. So it's wonderful just being a part of such a wonderful program and a wonderful family. You know, I'm thankful to have my GQ Palace family and my lovely fiancé, Rich Money. I'm happy to have him. And he didn't press that one button tonight, but I'm not going to put him on blast. I'm just going to say he didn't press the one. But
I
know.
Did.
You know I do it all the time.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I said earlier. And everybody kind of laughed me down. I know what I'm talking about.
Yes. But since he didn't press that one button, I want to take the time out and just tell him that I'm very proud of him because he's doing everything that he needs to do with
Amen.
His medicine. He's definitely taking
Amen.
Care of his business, and I'm very proud of him. And he's been praying
praise
a lot
God.
More, Minister Weathersby. You'll be happy with
yeah.
that. So
yeah,
he's
right
definitely now. Doing, yes, he's doing everything that he needs to do, and he's praying. And when I say he's praying, okay, all right. Round of applause for him, let me tell you.
Amen.
I'm truly thankful. Let so I'm thankful for it. I'm thankful for him. I'm truly thankful. But
Amen.
With that being said, does anyone have any announcement that they want to make? Okay, besides the October 12th? October 12th?
October 12th.
Yeah, October 12th. What's on October 12th?
Oh, I'm sorry.
You two with the mute, right? You two with the mute.
No.
I do it all the time, and you guys don't even know it.
So I know it.
All right.
That'd be the mute of the mind.
Yes, the mute of the mind and the mute of the button.
Okay.
All right, so we'll use this time pretty much. October 12th, we will give Sister Davis, our special guest, the format so that she can just explain October 12th, the location again. Sorry, sis, but we do have new callers listening in, and I want to make sure that everyone gets the information as well. So if you can just repeat that, and then we're going to end in prayer. Faith Walker is ready.
Amen.
And once again, that's our show right after Spiritual Sunday called Crossroad Temple with Minister Faith Walker. And he's going to be interviewing up-and-coming hip-hop gospel artists and pioneers as well. So that's coming on tonight, right now, from 9 to 10. So we're going to have our special guest just give her information out again. And then our special guest is going to actually end in prayer for us this evening. So we're going to turn it back over to Sister Davis.
All righty. The name of the play is called The Sanctified Drunk. It will be performed on Saturday, October the 12th. That's the second Saturday in October,
2013 at 5 p.m. The address is 92-07 175th Street in Jamaica, Queens, between Jamaica Avenue and 175th. The name of the school is PS/IS-68, and the donation is $20,000, $10 for children 10 years and under. For tickets and information, I want to make sure I give that number out. 888-332-4944.
Amen.
I look forward to seeing all of you. Be blessed. And if you're ready, we'll close out in prayer.
Amen.
Amen. All ready.
Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come humbly before you this evening, saying thank you for all of the testimonies we've heard. Oh, Lord, dear God, for all of the listeners who have heard it and for those who have spoken, we ask you, oh, Lord, dear God, to come into everybody's life. Help everybody to see the Jesus in us, and we see the Jesus in them. We ask, oh, Lord, dear God, for reasonable portions of health and strength. But, Lord, we know that you sit high, you look low. You're a doctor in a sick room and a lawyer in a courtroom. You know everything, and you can be everywhere at all times. Lord, we give you the honor, the praise, and the glory. We ask that you build us up where we're torn down. Make us strong, Lord, where we're weak. Continue to be our props on every falling and leaning side. Now, O Lord, dear God, as we leave from each other on this radio station, we ask, O Lord, dear God, that we continue to pray to you and for each other. Let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Lord, we just say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Have a blessed and safe week, everyone. Sister Davis, I thank you so much for joining us here on Spiritual Sunday, and we will definitely touch base so that we can bring you on our Friday show, Love and Entertainment with Rich Money, and just speak to you about the recording of your wonderful play that's taking place October 12th. Everyone have
Thank
a blessed
you.
Week. God bless you. You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Amen.
Living so, bringing heat to the ghost. Church folks talked about me. Meanwhile, golden. Break the chains that was holding priesthood. Eat good from the last lane atonement.
Try to run in this race real quick until I finish it. I want a lot to have the same meaning like a synonym.
I was blind, now I see the difference between you and me. A bound man, a sound man, a lost boy, a found man.
I'm thankful for your name and the fact that I got you. I'm taking my position, standing firm like an altar.
Rattle hard, battle scars. Go and check my war wounds. Father, Son, Holy Ghost, lay it down the war room.
Can't live without your presence. I'm nothing, Lord, without you. The blood stained banner, I'm a wear like a paw shoe.
I gotta raise them up, boy. I gotta raise them up. I gotta raise them up, boy. I gotta raise them up. I gotta raise them up, boy. I gotta raise them up. It's a blood stained banner. I gotta raise them up. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome to Crossroad Temple. I'm your host, Minister Faith Walker, the Lazarus. Glad you can join us on this Sunday night. May you have a God night. We're definitely in the building here. Also, special shout out to Prince Redeem in the building. Shout out to everybody that's tuning in, ATL, New York City, all around the world, tuning in to the worldwide Crossroad Temple, often duplicated. Amen. But you can't come close to God's temple. Amen. How many people know that? But anyway, we're going to get into a word of prayer. We're going to sanctify these internet lines, radio lines, cell phone lines, everybody who may be tuning in tonight. Amen. We got a good program for y'all tonight. First of all, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, anoint this broadcast, Lord God. Anoint me as your host, Lord God. Everybody that's gathered around the world, they are here by divine appointment, Lord God. All fivefold ministers, all demon slayers, demon killers, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for your holy people, Lord God. I thank you for your singers, your songwriters, your holy lyricists, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that you are raising up people this hour, Lord God, that will hear the sound of your voice, Lord God. Bless GQ Palace, Lord God. Bless Rich Money. Bless Sister Lavina, Lord God. Bless everything they stretch forth their hands to do, Lord God. And I ask, Lord God, we bind the hands of the enemy right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Release your angels over this line, Lord God. Anoint your angels, Lord God, and release them, Lord God, over the internet, cell phones, airports, all around the world, Lord God. May you get the glory, Lord God. May you be glorified and the devil terrorized, Lord God, and you magnified in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Let all God's people say amen. Amen. As usual, you're turning to the worldwide Crossroad Temple. The number for tonight is 646-238-38, and just a word of encouragement for you tonight. You know, raise them up. God has resurrected so many people's lives. I mean, I've been persecuted, lied on, poisoned, you name it, I traveled it. But the Messiah, Jesus Christ, took up the task, the potter. A fool falls into a pit, but Joseph's brothers cast him into a pit. But it was the anointing that raised him up. Amen. So anything that you're going through, amen, is by divine appointment, amen. No God is able to work it out, whatever your situation may be, in the name of Jesus Christ. Also, I'd like to give a special shout-out to Ambassador Evangelist Cheryl Miller, tuning in, New Covenant Fellowship in the house, amen. God bless you, all the saints that are there, Brother Scotty, Brother Chris, all my brothers who labor with me in the gospel. Also, our overseer, Apostle White, amen. Also, a special shout-out to my other spiritual mother, Prophet Dewan Home Rollinson, my spiritual grandmother, Prophet Latanya Smith, all Marketplace Prophets. Shout out to Quality of Life, New Jersey, Darren D. Robert Evans in the building, Psalmist Danita Gibbs, Mr. G.O.E., definitely Mr. G.O.E. down in Florida, amen. He got an audition with Motown, amen. He made his first appearance right here on the temple. So congratulations on that. In the name of Jesus Christ. Also, shout out to Warfield Records tuning in. EMG, Prince Redeem in the building. Greenville, stand up. Your Prince is in the building, Prince of Egypt. Look out for that Kingdom Forerunner album. Also, look out for that Joseph Lazarus Dominion mixtape. Also, Anetta Williams, get that Work in Progress CD. You need that for your iPods and listening pleasure. Also, special shout out to Minister Weathersby and Pastor Sherry. Amen. God bless you too. Amen. And definitely hit them up at buildthehouse7@gmail.com for all your relationship questions. Amen. So I'm going to get into the scripture reading for tonight. Amen. Before we bring on our guests. Amen. Coming for St. John chapter 17. It's just going to be a short scripture reading. St. John chapter 17, verse 20. And Christ, Jesus Christ, was saying, neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one, I in them, thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, that the world may know that thou hast sent me, and hast loved them as thou hast lovest me. Bless the reading, and here is the God's word, St. John chapter 17, verses 20 to 23. In the name of Jesus, we thank God for being one with him in Jesus Christ's name. Now, many people have asked, what is a gospel rapper? I mean, can God really use gospel rap? Well, listen here. I mean, a gospel rapper, let me tell you something. Gospel rapper, he is ordained by God. He has a divine ability to utilize word of parables to impart truth into the lives of the masses. He takes the word of God, and he wraps it up in heaven fresh manner that awakens the traditionalists out of the old fashioned mindset, because God has done a new thing, and even through a new thing, nothing is new under the sun. I mean, a gospel rapper, he's a godsend. I mean, he can spit God's holy Adam and manifest it in the flesh by holy living and righteous giving. A holy lyricist can quicken your spirit and cut your flesh and sound off the shofar. So without further ado, tonight, we have ATL's personal shofar, ones who's sounding off the alarm, amen, bringing the message of the kingdom to the hoods of America. Crossroad Temple, receive Minister St. Clair, also known as the God.
What's up, everybody? How you doing,
amen, brother? Man, we doing well up here on the temple, man. Glad that you can join us here, man.
Thanks for having me, sir.
Amen, amen. Listen, we're gonna dive right into it, amen. The listeners want to know, how you get the name St. Clair? I know you've been grinding for a lot of years. How you get the name St. Clair?
Well, you know, I used to go by the name Big Body, and God, you know, he changed my name when he brought me into the kingdom. You know, my birth name is Clarence, man. And he said, hey, we're going to put the saint on it, man. Now you're going to ride with me. So you now St. Clarence, man. That's it, St. Clair. Real simple, man.
Amen, amen. And then we know over the years, you God just translated you from one level to the next. And then the Gap Star was born. Tell everybody, what's a Gap Star?
Man, what's a Gap Star? Gap Star is God's anointed purpose, pulling sinners to a risen Savior. So you can't say it without the S. You can't say it without the Savior. It's God's anointed purpose, pulling sinners to a risen Savior. It's bridging the gap like never before, man. Bridging the gap with God and his people, man. Bridging the gap with fathers, you know, with their families, and bridging the gap with young people, you know. It's just bringing people back to God, man, in a way that's you know, that's needed, you know. That's it, man. In a nutshell, Gap Star.
Amen, amen. Now, we know God had to give you that, amen. Because everybody, what's a Gap Star, amen? So we thank God for the Gap Star, amen.
Yes,
but listen, you got a message that God has entrusted you with. Now, you have a message, and I mean your assignment that God has given you is rather different from the traditional preachers or teachers of the gospel. What is the message that God has entrusted you with in this hour?
Hey, man, the message that God has entrusted me with, man, is Jesus is the way. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. It's just a personal relationship with Christ. Like I said, no matter where you come from, no matter where, you know, what your path is, you're going to need Christ. You're going to need the grace and mercy of our Lord and Jesus and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So first and foremost, man, it's a message that Jesus saved.
it's a message of salvation. But and not only that, it's a message of redemption. It's a message that we all, that God gives us a chance to get it right. You know, and I can say that firsthand with some of the things that I've done in my life personally. Man, God just loved me when I was just, you know, 10-6, man, in the nostril of God. When I was at my most shaken moments, man, if I could say it like from the 8th hour, which I am. But I was at my most shaken moments, man. God loved me, man. And he took me in, he washed me up, cleaned me up, and he told me to go tell somebody else about his goodness and his grace, man. Right, man. Ultimately, a message of love.
Amen, amen. And for those who don't know, amen, how did you come? Because, you know, I want you to share your testimony. Because, listen, I mean, you know, there's a lot of trap stars, amen. I'm talking about the type of people that your ministry ministers to, the trap stars, to the hustlers, to the thugs. We have a lot of them tuning in tonight on the temple, amen. So share your testimony of how you came to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ.
Man, I grew up in Atlanta, West Side, and I'm original what they call Grady Baby, with the local hospital down here in the A. I'm original Grady Baby, and, at a young age, man, I experienced, my father, my mother separating, divorcing. I experienced disappointment in my family, and I experienced, just not having my father there. I experienced lack, I grew up, man, and from Bankhead to Glenwood to Midway and Decatur, those were some of the areas and neighborhoods I grew up in, man. So you could say, I grew up in the hood, I experienced lack, man, but God was able, man, and I because of the anger that I experienced in my life, not having my dad there, I ended up going into, gangs, going into robbing, and at my early 20s, man, I started doing things dark and dark, man, and I knew it wasn't for me. I knew I was called to God. I knew it, and a lot of people were prophesied that knew, when God revealed it to them, but I had to go through some things and experience God's mercy and grace for myself. Long story short, in the very last time, I ended up, was robbing with another friend of mine from California. And man, it was real tight, man. We almost, during that situation, we did about three things that we should have did that summer. We'll put it like that, man. And the last time, man, the police was acting after us, man, helicopters in the neighborhood. And I had three friends that were in the gospel rap, and they were real streets. And I always stayed connected to them because of their realness in the street. And they were doing, gospel, and I was, still doing my secular music. And but long story short, man, they took me in. I was, like I said, I was living wrong, and I was robbing. And my other guy, he went on and he kept doing it. But these three guys, man, they ministered to me, and they pulled me. They showed me that I can use my talents and my gifts for God, man. And they showed me that God has love for us, man. All that anger I had in me, I felt like nobody loved me, man. All of that anger inside me, I felt like nobody cared. And the Sanctified Soldiers, man, I ended up, man, moving into a home with them, man, in my early 20s. And they just showed me, man, that God loved me, man. And I gave it up. And it's ironic. The guy that I was doing the robbing with, he ended up getting 14 years of prison. And he has a bounce. I guess maybe about six more. I check in on him every now and then from time to time, man. And but he kept going, man. And I heard the warning sign. God told me, this is my last chance. And he wanted something better for me. And he opened the path, man. And I ended up becoming a sanctified soldier. And, man, from there, man, I did music in the secular realm, and I grew up in the hood with all of the guys that y'all know and love and from the hood, man, and I ended up getting saved and bringing those guys, in and did a lot of work with them on projects and ministered to them about God, man. And so, I'm currently still doing it. I took a break from it and just been doing ministry at church, man, but That's really my story, man. A guy that's really, from the hood, from the street, that messed up, man, that God showed me love, regardless of how stank I was, man. So I have no choice but to go back and show those people, you know, show my people, you know. God, he's taking me to a next level in life and ministry, you know, with the homes and the ownership. But I can never forget where I came from. So that will always be a part of my ministry, even if, you know, you see me preaching, you know, in front of, you know, hundreds of thousands of people, you know. That will always be my heart because that's where, you know, that's my testimony, man. So I'm a guy, man, that comes from a rough place, man, that comes from the gutter, man. But God, he turned me around, and he loved on me, man, and he's increased me, and I'm learning, I'm humble. And, man, I wouldn't have it no other way, man. My walk, my testimony, my ups and downs, man, I wouldn't trade it for the world.
Amen, amen, amen. We salute you and your testimony here on Crossroad Temple, man of God. Amen, amen. So you got a song, amen. You got a song called It's a War Cry. I mean, we had the honor and privilege of checking it out and definitely rocking out to it. It's called I Give Them My Life, and it's been making a lot of noise. Been making a lot of noise, and it's like a war cry. It's like it comes from a place where a valley that you done travel. It comes through a lot of testimonies, come through a lot of places you done seen. How does a person come to that place where I give them my life? For a person who does not know what that means, tell them what it means to St. Clair the Gashtar.
Man, for me, man, I was messing up the people's lives around me. I didn't know how to get it done. I knew I wanted better things in life, and I knew I wanted prosperity in my life. I knew I wanted family, and I had so much anger that I didn't know how to get it done. And, you know, I messed up the lot, man. Even my household, man, with, you know, my first wife, man, I've been married before, you know, was cheating and coming home late. And, I mean, so many things that was wrong with me where I was messing up other people, man. And I was just tired of seeing me mess up other people's life, you know, not just myself. And was, you know, my kids, man, my kids. And I remember my son asked me, Dad, why you can't live with us? Why you can't live with us anymore, Dad? You know, he's the older of my six kids, and he, you know, he would cry, man. Where's Daddy? You know, so why he not coming home? And that always stuck with me, man. And so throughout my life, man, just the hell I gave my mom, man. And, you know, she turned me over to God, and you know, and man, I faced more heartache because of that. You know, she was like, God, you got him. And he put a whooping on me, man. So I just got tired, man. It's this thing that I talk about when I give my testimony. I lived 100 ways, and I'm tired of the pain. I tried so many different things, and you know, and I'm actually, you know, actually a guy that loves education, actually a guy that loves to grow, actually a guy that loves to read, actually a guy that loves, you know, philosophy, and you know, I love knowledge and understanding, but the world has such a bind on me to where I couldn't even celebrate the type of thinker I was. I thought I had to be this thug, man, and I thought I had to be this hard head because the world is out to kill me, and nobody loves me, and, you know, I got to walk with a mug. Anybody say anything to me, I got to, you know, get at them, you know. But I got tired, man. God just broke me, man. Faith Walker, I just became broken, man. And when he broke me, I just told him, man, no matter what, I give you my life. I'm not perfect, Lord, but here I am with tears in my eyes. I don't know what to do. Don't know how to do it. I'm messing up women's lives. I'm messing up people around me. I'm leading people to hell, man. I was leading a group called the Grady Babies, and some of the members, man, that I had, man, I watched one guy, he was living, you know, living a good life, and he loved God, and he was in the church, but he had skills with rap. Pulled him in before we know it, he's in the strip club with us, you know, watching the strippers, and I seen all of this, having the knowledge and understanding of God, you know, growing up, you know, in the church, and actually knowing who God is, and him speaking to me, and I watched myself mess up my life and people around me, so I had to surrender. And man, that's what came out, man, with the, man, from the depths of my soul. You hear it on that track, man. I give them my life. I give it to you, God. Whatever it's worth, whatever you can do with it, you can have it. I'm tired. You can have it. I can't do it myself. I give it to you.
My Lord, my Lord. Listen, we done set y'all up on that one, amen. Now, the song we're going to get to first, I want to talk about before we get to full time. That's the song we're talking about. We're talking about full time, but I just wanted that. That was a personal question. I wanted to ask the Gap Star because that when we get to that song, y'all definitely want to come go with us. Y'all will know definitely what time it is. I need Jesus. Now, when you say that, brother, now, you know, you and I go a long way back, amen.
Yeah,
and for those who ain't clear, amen, St. Clair was, he's also a minister of the gospel. He operates prophetically. Matter of fact, my testimony that's been well documented, he was the first brother who ever prophesied that valley I had to go through, amen. The Green Mile experience, amen. So he is a man of God, an anointed man of God. I bear witness of that, amen. But I need Jesus. What does it mean to need Jesus, depending on him for everything?
Oh, man. Like I say, bro, when you at a place where you try so many things and, you know, you chase after all the wrong things, you know, it's God's will that we prosper, even as our soul prospers, you know. God wants to see us get the fulfillment out of life. And, you know, I don't know about you, man, and when you try other things and you see it, just don't cut it. You know, the money, don't cut it. The material, man, you could want a certain car that you see on the TV and a magazine. You can get that car tomorrow. And when you get that car, after a while, it fades away, man. It's that excitement and that thrill. And you begin to leave trash in it. You begin to not wash it this week. You know, it's just things, man. It's just things, you know. Man, my fulfillment has, you know, I've learned to, man, to put my trust in the Lord and make the joy of the Lord my strength. And that's not just the Bible cliche, man. That is real in my life. He, man, he is my strength. His joy, man, it keeps me. So, you know, I just realized I need him, man. It's nothing else in the world that will give me fulfillment in my life but him.
Amen. Well, go ahead and introduce this song. Amen. ATL Stand Up. Amen. New York City, all around the world. Got St. Clair the Gap Star on. We're about to break this track, I Need Jesus. Go ahead, St. Clair.
Man, this song right here is from one of the lowest spots in my life, man, where I just had to surrender and tell him, look, God, I need him. I need Jesus. You need Jesus. Everybody need him. Let's go.
You heard it from the song.
What it really means to be a faith walker.
Crossroad
Temple. I need Jesus. You need Jesus.
We need
Jesus.
Everybody needs
Every time I turn around.
Hundred million, praise out the flower.
silence.
Oh, man. Oh, man. St. Clair, tell them what they just heard.
Man, you just heard I Need Jesus by your boy St. Clair. Man, every time I turn around, the Lord keep blessing me. I know I don't deserve it, but still he keep on blessing me. I need him.
Wow, wow, wow. Y'all see that Crossroad Temple? You see how the man of God just, he shifts from one dimension to another. He's calm right now. He's in that dimension now, but he knows how to sound that shofar out and sound that trumpet, amen. So shout out, amen, to the man of God, amen. Where your church in at, amen? Where's your church home, man of God?
I'm currently serving as a youth pastor at Kingdom Builders Covenant Church in Decatur, Georgia, in one location in Conyers. The Decatur location is 3355 Columbia Drive. That's Decatur, Georgia. Also, 1151 Flatshow Road in Conyers. Man, it's an awesome ministry. The man of God, man, his testimony is awesome. And he also continued to teach me how to transition, how to continue to transition and grow on the level, man, where I'm effective. Well, I'm a dynamic person. Well, I don't lose where I come from, but I can grow in ministry, man, and be able to grow and minister to many people outside of just the hood, man. You know, just because we come from the hood, we got to stay in the hood. No, God wants us to grow, man. And one
come
of the scriptures that I now live by, man, is Luke 2:52. Jesus kept increasing in wisdom, stature, favor with God, and favor with man. And that was also said about the prophet Samuel. In the Old Testament, man, but Luke 2:52, Jesus kept increasing in wisdom, stature, man. So I'm learning that, man, and God is using the man of God to take me to the next level. You know, not a Saul and David situation, but a Elijah and Elisha, you know, and I'm growing, man, and I love every minute of it.
Amen, amen. Definitely, definitely. 646-200-238-38. You can press 1, amen, and you can get on this conversation. You can talk to the Gap Star, ask some questions concerning the Kingdom Builders. Also, a special shout-out to Kingdom Builders in Decatur, Georgia. Definitely, if you want some sound doctrine teaching, you definitely go by there, amen, and get you a fresh man of word of God, amen. Don't go there disturbing St. Clair, amen. Don't go there disturbing the man of God, amen. You go there and get you a word, amen. You screen yourself out, amen. In Jesus' name. Now, I'm going to ask you this question, amen, because it was posed. I said, I'm going to ask him, amen. Some people say, he was in a video with Bone Crusher.
Uh-oh.
Now, yeah. Uh-oh. Well, you know, I got to ask him, man. God, it's my job. Amen. Some people say he was in a video with Bone Crusher. Now, I'm going to say, you know, I say it was a mission from God. I say it was your mission to take the gospel and to, shine that light in different places. What was that like when God sent you on that mission?
Well, a lot of people don't know my ministry. Like I say, I grew up and had contact with so many. Atlanta is it's a big city, but it's not. And so when you grew up in the hood, or you really grew up and coming to the music industry, it's really a small network. So so everybody is really like grinding on a certain level, kind of cross paths. But for me myself, man, a lot of people don't know, like, that ministry is where Park was. Like, it's not the Bone Crusher. It was, you know, I spent a lot of time and work with, you know, Mook B from D4L and Stuntman from D4L and Yola. Yola the Great. Yola is one that was signed to T.I.'s label, and he was blowing the streets up, man, and God hooked us up when I stayed off Bankhead, and we were, you know, he was actually the first song I did. First gospel song back on this side called Grill. I still got my grill, meaning that I'm saved, I'm delivered, man, but I'm still, you know, I still have this element in me, man, and I still love the street. And but anyway, man, so God really used me to bridge the gap with a lot of people, and I continue to do that. Even, you know, got some stuff working with D-Rock and Ying-Yang Twins, and just missed the event. Shout out to Nitty Beats. I just missed the birthday party for his mom, man, but I heard that was awesome, but God has always put me in the path of people that great people, man. Your gift will make room for you. So I have this project that I worked on, man, and I caught so much static from it, from the church people. It literally hurt my heart, and I left it alone. There's a lot of people in gospel that, you know, kill every time they see me, they waiting on it. You know, they, you know, they crack jokes. Man, what are you doing,
come
man?
On now.
You know,
come on now.
You know, Messenger and Million and Kato folks and all of them, when I see them, man, and Double, and, you know, it's just all of the guys that's been around, T. Hattie, they've been waiting. But it's personally, man, it's like I caught so much static from the church people, man, to where I was really confused. Like, God, you called me over here, and I know I'm called to bridge the gap. I believe Gap Star. I believe that's, you know, part of my life and who I am. Why am I getting so attacked, man? If you would look at some of the comments of the song we did called Take the City by Messenger, we did a remix, and Crusher was on it. His verse was right before mine. Man, the church people just went in on it. Like, and they dogged it out, you know. I had a talk with Andre Crouch out in California. I was at his church, and we sat on the altar and talked for like an hour. And I told him my heart, and I told him my ministry, and I asked him, you know, what did he think about it? What did he think about me doing gospel and doing this, having this sound that I have, and even doing songs with secular people where they can come and talk about God and their experience? And, you know, he said, well, brother, I'm going to tell you that. He said, man, and it makes so much sense, man. He said, who are we to tell people that they can and cannot talk about their relationship with God or express their relationship with God on the track? Who are we to tell people who can do gospel, who can talk about Jesus Christ? Everybody's working out their salvation. Nobody's perfect, but can you have people that want to start, you know, to get to know God? And even a lot of these artists are really saved and know God. I'm not saying that's a good thing, but it has become to where they're almost kind of locked in to where even financially, even their contracts, they don't even see how they can get it done on this side and express their love for God and still, you know, pay the bills, man. And who are we to stop them from coming over and just giving it to God? So a lot of people that y'all don't know about want to do gospel and want to tell people about their relationship with Christ, but every time they take a foot to do it, church people beat them up and they bash them. So it takes for a Lecrae who takes a path of just, you know, having a church audience and coming out real clean and expressing that doctrine and showing the word, which, you know, and then he turns and he flips it on you, and then he pulls in a cannon. Then he pulls in some secular cats, and then it's acceptable because people, man, it's this thing, man. The church is in the world is in the church. People, the secular stations that's in New York, it's not just the secular people listening to it. It's the people that are at church. When they leave church, they get out of church, they listen to it also. So people are actually blended in, man. But why can't we step up and say, no matter where you at, in church, in the street, let's praise God. Let's get to know who God is. Let's lift him up. Let's not have barriers on it. If this is your walk, be honest with it. If you're struggling with this, then say that from the beginning. Just say that. But if you want to tell somebody that Jesus Christ is good and he's kept you, he delivered you, say that. My God, man, don't put a cap on it. So what I found that people always, you know, I've got judged so much for Faith Walker until, yeah, the song Attention, I didn't push it, man. I leave it. As I push forward and do some of the things that God has me doing, it'll be there. You know, the YouTube hits a climb, and every year people say, man, this guy's been doing it from the beginning. But I will not push myself on people that really don't get it right now. I will not force it on people. And I would just, man, even if I got to just hand that mixtape to a person like I have in the streets, and it's bad, and they cry, come up to me and tell me it changed their life, it changed their sister's life, their son's life. There's so many people that tell me that the music that I do has been changing their lives, man, transitioning them from that lifestyle to understanding who God is and understanding that it's okay to live a godly lifestyle. So if I got to do it on that level, man, I'll do it. I'm not for the fame. Like, I can go all day about, you know, the people I've worked with, the things I did, the connections. But it's my past, man. But I chose to pull back off of that and say, okay, God, what do you have for me? Okay, you want me to be a minister in your church? Oh, you want me to be a youth pastor? Oh, you want me preaching? Okay, I'll do that. Whatever it takes. Okay, you're still telling me don't put my gifts to the side. Okay, I'll perfect it. But when it's time, everything will come together. But then people will get a chance, Faith Walker, to go back and see, man, that this guy is authentic, man. This guy's been doing it from the beginning, man. Me and Bone from the ride. And I don't mean to be long-winded, man, but I got to tell it, bro.
Go ahead.
Me and Rockchester, we sat and we rode, man, after doing a concert, gospel concert. And we sit and we just talk about God for hours, man. We'll leave the concert, go out to eat. And he was like, sir, you know, I can't trust these preachers, man. They all put them under, man. But if you say, you real, you know. And we talk like that. We laugh and talk and we joke and we joke, man. I find out this dude is a smart dude, man. This dude loves God, man. He, you know, some things have to be taught, you know, to all of us, man. God has to reveal his word and reveal himself to us. But you have a lot of people, good people out there that wants to know who God is, man. You know,
and Gaston, I hate to cut you off in the middle of your story. I want to hear it, but I want you to pause right there because we got a caller for you, bro. We got a caller that wants to holler at the Gap Star. You're on Crossroad Temple with St. Clair, the Gap Star, and Faith Walker. State your question, please.
First and foremost, Faith Walker, man, I want to thank you, and I want to say God is doing a great work with you. Gap Walker, I want to say to my brother, I feel your presence. I know that there's God in you. And what came to mind when you were giving your testimony is that, we have to be careful not to allow others to Sadducees and Pharisees us into not doing God's will. Because it's the Pharisees and the Sadducees that believe that they know better than what God knows, and as it is, they didn't know that you don't go back into a womb twice to be born again. So if God is doing the work for you, my friend, there's a reason why he chose you and only you to do that work. Okay? I feel your presence, and we have to go also to Luke 6:39-50, where the Pharisees and the prophets who came in, and God said to her, you are saved through your faith, not by washing my feet with your hair, not by putting perfume on me, and not by doing these things. But yet the Pharisees were saying, hey, how is it that he's over there with a prostitute? Because they don't understand the love that God has dwelled within us in order for us to do our faith. Brother, I feel you. I know there's a presence. I know God is using you. And just continue doing what you're doing, my brother. And believe me. You're making a way where there's no way. God is going to make a way out where there's a forest. He's going to make a way, and he's going to bring water where there's a desert. And right now, you are the water in that desert. And wherever he puts you, he's going to use you. Amen.
Okay. Amen. Brother Dave, we thank you for checking in on the temple. We thank you for checking in on the temple. St. Clair, hold tight, brother. You got another caller in for you.
Okay.
Minister Weathersby. Welcome to Crossroads.
Yes, sir. Praise God.
How you doing,
good
brother?
Evening. I'm doing very well, sir. How about yourself?
Man, you know how we do. I
we know
gonna
how
do
we
it
do.
Here, man.
No, we can't. We don't have time for that.
No, we don't have time to do it here. Hey,
no, sir.
Hey, man, but we got the Gap Star on St. Clair. What you want to say to the brother?
I just wanted to, the Bible lets us know that we can make our boast in the Lord and we can give honor to whom honor is due. Bro, I can tell you this, that God has you uniquely qualified to do and fulfill the work of the Father, because, you know, a lot of times Christians have a problem with allowing that light that God has placed within us to shine, and we try to avoid being in places for fear of whatever, and particularly in that environment that you're in, there's a lot of peer pressure, and you got to be concerned, other people may be concerned about how it's going to come across, how it's going to impact their ability to sell, their product and things of that nature. But I commend you for allowing your light to shine forth,
because, again, we don't know how we impact people, but all God asks us to do is just to let your light shine before men so it can glory, you know, so that they might see the Christ within you, and that will glorify the Father in heaven. And we don't know. It can change somebody. It can touch somebody. And I commend you for that, and I just thank God. I know that you're very seriously minded about your relationship with the Lord. And when I heard you talk, bro, I felt the passion in you, and I was going to say, he's about ready to preach right here.
Praise God, man. Praise God, bro.
Amen.
It's good. Amen.
Okay. Minister Weathersby, we thank you for calling and checking in on the Crossroad Temple.
Yes, sir, bro. You know how we roll.
Yes, sir. We do. We're definitely
here. EMG.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Hey, shout out to Minister of Weathersby and Pastor Sherry. Amen. In Jesus' name. Definitely check them out. Amen. On Unless the Lord Builds the House on EMG Saturday nights at 9 p.m. Check, amen, with Minister Weathersby. BuildTheHouse7@gmail.com for more information. Amen. But now we're going to get in. It's time, ladies and gentlemen. We're about to get into I Give Him My Life, a.k.a. Full Time. Minister St. Clair, go ahead and bring that in.
I give him my life, man. Enough said. I give it to him.
You heard it first. Crossroad Temple. Let's go.
I give him my life and I'm gonna praise him. I give him my life.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, E, man. I give him my life. Man, I know all about that. I don't know about y'all. I don't know about y'all traditional folk, E, man. But I give him my life, E, man. Stretch it out on the cross and just lay there. That's what it's about. Tell them what they just heard.
Man, you just heard part of my testimony, man, through music. I give him my life, man. Song by St. Clair off my up-and-coming album in 2014. Yeah, man, it's real. From my heart. Yes, sir.
Okay. Hey, yo, and shout out to my boy, getting all the production, said, when are you going to drop that album? He said, quit playing.
Who's that?
Getting all the production.
Oh, yeah, man. I know it. Quit playing.
Out of
playing,
California.
Right? Quit playing. I know you out in Cali. What's up, Nardo? Yeah, man, it's coming. So, like I said, I had projects, man, that I worked on, and was just, you know, waiting for God to release me at the right season. He's been building me up in ministry. So, man, it's time. Everything is coming together, man. My family. I have, like I said, my 6 kids. My last son was born this year. So, you know, my wife, we've been doing well and just spending a lot of time together and growing together. So I feel like finally, man, for some people, man, it just takes that, you know.
Come on.
For some people, man, it just takes, man, God to just take you and pull you back, man, and just build you up and build. He hides you, man. And he's been hiding me, you know, and not just to say that, you know, I'm going to come out and do this, you know, this thing that's never been done before, the movement like everybody's doing, but humbly speaking, man, I'm going to go hard and do what he called me to do, but I really feel like he's been hiding me for such a time as this, and he's been teaching me, man, value, family, relationship, ministry, so, man, it's time, man. I gave him my life, I give him my life, I give it to him daily. I'm ready, man. Let's go, Faith Walker.
Amen, amen. That's what it's all about, man. Giving my life. Amen. Before we get into Cause I Love It, which will be our final track preview off your upcoming album, amen, I want to ask you something. What would you say? We got a lot of trap stars listening. We got a lot of G-Ville soldiers up there. I know y'all tuning in, amen. I know y'all in the checking in. A lot of ATLians checking in. What would you say to a person who does secular music? I mean, what's the big deal? I mean, what's the big deal? Can't a brother listen to R. Kelly and then, you know, call him, you know, turn on some Andre Crouch? What's the big deal, man?
Well, me personally, man, I do everything I do for the glory of God. So, me personally, when I'm watching TV, I'm watching a movie, or I hear a song, man, my perspective is his kingdom. So everything I do, man, I study, man, I study my enemy. I watch, and that's just me, you know, and it's with the intention to, man, take over some things from Jesus Christ, man. It's with the intention, the pure intention, man, of lifting up my Father, man, which is in heaven. So, but for those people that are still struggling with lust and still struggling with being, you know, with being faithful and just sex and things like that, man, I wouldn't, personally, man, I wouldn't suggest that you sit down and watch a movie that may have some sexual content. I wouldn't suggest that you listen to R. Kelly when he's talking about bumping and grind.
That's
me, man. I feel like, man, you gotta keep your vessel clean, and you gotta keep your mind pure. You have to keep your channel clear to be able to hear God. And when he release you to go into those places, and when he release you to go back to those dark places, man, and you have to be prepared. And you have to be prayed up. So, me personally,
that's
man,
right.
I'm, you know, I wouldn't dare, you know, tell people it's okay to listen to this stuff, man. And I can't have, like, I'm, like, blind to it. Like, my kids, and I have to say, man, what is that? You know, and I have a 13-year-old, and I say, you know, he comes in and he say, you know, can't even know it, you know, and I'm hearing him saying the lyrics, the music, and then I hear him say something that totally contradicting to God, and I'm like, whoa. And I begin to put it in perspective with, you know, with him. I begin to explain to him how God wants us to live and how he should carry himself. And I let him know that he's going to hear and see a lot of things in this world. But that doesn't mean that it's for him. It doesn't mean that it's God. So I'm teaching my sons, my kids, man, to a kingdom perspective, man, seek first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness. I'm teaching him, you know, from a kingdom perspective, man, to understand and don't be blind to the things of the world, but be a soldier to where you can combat the things of the world. And like I say, that's just me, Faith Walker. Some people hide themselves in a box and they, you know, see no evil, hear no evil. They don't want to look at the billboards. They don't want to cut on the TV. They don't want to cut on the radio. And they just afraid of everything, man. And they shelter themselves. You know, I don't believe in that, man. You know, I don't believe in that. I believe that who the Son sets free is free indeed. I believe that we are transformed with the doing of our minds. I totally believe in Romans 12, chapter 2. So I walk and I live free, man. I wear the chains on my side, man. They're symbolic of my freedom. You know, I totally believe, man, that I am a conqueror. I'm more than a conqueror through Christ that strengthened me. And I walk this earth, and I'm not afraid to go straight up to the enemy, to his territory. You know that, man. You know, we did the club thing, going up in there, talking about you, man. Come on, man. But you can't play with it. You can't go in there. You're not prepared. Not prayed up. You know, that's a dangerous thing. So it's a very sensitive situation, man. You have to know who Christ is, and you have to know what you're dealing with, man. And you can't just go in that thing, man, and not prepare, man. And you know, so that's me. You know, I go to the enemy straight to his face and let him know I love God. I'm not afraid. I'm not hiding away, tucked away from him. I'm going to declare God is good, man, wherever I go.
Amen, amen. Listen, we're about to get to our final track, amen. If you want to get in and holler at the Gap Star, amen, glory to God, 646-238-38, as we approach the end of our interview, amen, shortly. But you got time right now to push one and definitely talk to the Gap Star, 646-238-38. And now we're about to get into this song, because I love it. And I'm going to ask you about this track when we come back, amen. But I want you to introduce it.
This song right here, man, is Do It Because I Love It. It's featuring a guy in Atlanta called Luke G, my family, the union. Let's go, man. I do it because I love it. I do it because I love him.
You hear that?
Lights off in the temple. Ain't nothing but God in this track right here.
Hey. Yeah. Yeah, I do it cause I love it.
Yeah,
I do it cause I love it.
Yeah,
I do it cause I love it.
Yeah,
I do it cause I love it.
Hey,
I do it cause I love it. Love it, love it, love it, love it. Do it cause I love it. Love it, love it, love it, love it. Do it cause I love it. Love it, love it, love it, love it.
I can't think like where you been, what I've been doing ministry, stacking up the heavenly riches, that's why all these kids with me, take over his family, free, some say I shouldn't do it, walk away, go do your music,
I'm like, what you think, I'm stupid,
what,
I was born to preach, shout it, it's in my blood,
kick these haters to the curb, they started to work my nerve, I know they think, and I don't think, I had no clue, that's who I am.
Cause I love it,
hey,
I do it cause I love it,
hey, hey.
love it, do it cause I love it,
oh, you still don't believe, I ain't mad at you. Show your kingdom grinding 99 and a half would never do. Used to steal a ride back streets and boulevard. Now I rap the kingdom, boy. Now have me in my hood hard. Is your hood hard? Are you rapping God? What you claim? Are you ashamed?
The greatest work you got me doing behind the scenes. It's not in public. Look here, I don't need your accolade, buddy. I do it cause I love it.
I love it.
You know what I love to do, cause I'm doing it right now. Flex 100 at the same time, then let me in the club. Oh my god, dangerous, I'm telling you. If you ain't on outside, taking over cities, I don't think it's pretty. When another two tears falling out the I ain't gonna carry on it. Exchange the world for JC, I don't think they want it. Carry the torch, yeah, this what I love to do, y'all. Old me, change them on that new item.
I don't do it cause I love it. 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 Love it.
And now a moment of silence.
Amen, amen. I do it because I love it. We in here with the Gap Star, St. Clair, straight out of ATL. Decatur is greater, definitely in the building. Listen, we are in the archive right now. We just rocking out with the Gap Star. We're actually right now are in the archive. So those of y'all who listening online, definitely those of you who hung up, amen, y'all can definitely call back in or definitely just go to the archive after the show and just catch up, amen, and then go to the Gap Star, his Facebook or either his Twitter pages and just show love to him, amen, how you love his ministry. And you just go by Kingdom Builders, amen, and receive a word, amen, and just bless the man of God. So we'll see however the Lord leads you in Jesus' name, amen. But you do it because you love it, huh?
Yes, sir. I do it
because
I love him.
Amen. I do it because I love him. Amen. Amen. That's wonderful. Listen, man of God, before we get ready to let you go, go ahead and give my, thank you, Holy Spirit. We got Prince Redeem on the line. Amen. Before we give out the information, Prince Redeem. Amen.
What's going on?
Oh, man. EMG Soldier in the building. Amen. We're glad to have you on, man of God. Anything you want to You give the Gap Star?
Yeah, I just want to give my here at EMG. We stand in the gap with you, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody has been put to the side and looked over, you know what I'm saying? We do it for those people, too, you know what I'm saying? Like, those people who've been pushed over and kicked to the side, they got a voice that the church occupants, you know, that's what we call the ones who in the building and not really just professing and doing what the word say do, because Jesus said in his word, go into the world and make disciples of the nation. So it's getting outside those four walls, you know what I'm saying, and really taking the kingdom to the street. So, you know, shout out EMG, all the staff, shout out Faith Walker, shout out Gap Star, St. Clair. Hey, keep doing your thing, brother.
Hey, amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, sir.
Amen. 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 Well, we bless God for you, Prince Redeem. Amen. We're going ahead and ask the man of God, Minister St. Clair, give out his information right now. Y'all pay close attention so y'all can definitely look this brother up on your respectable social media sites. Go ahead, man of God.
Twitter is The Real St. Clair. My Facebook page, man, is my name, man. Clarence St. Clair Adams.
And I'm in the process of branding everything and pulling everything under one name, man. But you want to email us by the show or event, just want to contact, you know, say what's up, man, you can email us at gapstars@yahoo.com. That's gapstars@yahoo.com. My website is gapstarmusic.com. That's gapstarmusic, gapstarmusic.com. Man, and shout out, what was the brother name that just got on?
Prince Redeem, EMG Soldier, Prince Redeem.
Shout out to Prince Redeem, man. I just want to say this, man. I'm humble to the end. I'm humble to the spirit, but I'm wild on the enemy, man. You better believe, man, God is going to redeem the time. And everything that God's been holding me, not holding me back on, but keeping me hidden from, it's going to be a time, man, and the time is right now. It's very near, man. It's going to be a time where we go hard on the enemy like a lion, man. And let up, man, and I'm going to represent the king, represent you guys to the fullest. So I'm humble to God, man, but I'm wild on the enemy. And y'all going to see what that means before the time comes along, man. I just love the Lord, and I'm ready to go hard.
Amen. Got my cell phone going off and everything. Amen. Definitely, man of God, we thank you for your links. Amen. We definitely thank you for your impartation, your words of wisdom, knowledge and understanding. Amen. I thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule. Amen. We definitely got to hook up in the future. Amen. Definitely. We got Lady J, excuse me, from EMG, president of EMG. She's joining us at this time.
What's up? How you doing, Lady God?
Man,
doing
well. How are you? I'm blessed to have a
favorite
over here.
EMG, Kingdom Business, right?
Hey.
God bless you, man of God. I just wanted to say, man, God is expanding your vision. I just see that, and we just thank God for what he's doing. Hopefully, EMG, we can be hooked up with you in the future.
Praise God.
And everything like that, but I just wanted to call in and show my support as always. I support everybody that comes on, but just God bless. Shout out to Rich Money and Sister Lavina. Amen. And y'all have a blessed night. God bless.
Hey, God bless. God bless. All right, man of God, lights off in the temple. This is your time, man. You go ahead and leave last words, man. We got a lot of people tuning in, man. So definitely leave your last words, man, so people can know.
Man, it's time to stop playing, man. It's time to just take over for the kingdom, man. God is looking for some people that love him, that are willing, looking for some people that's going to go all the way, man. And it's our diligence, man. It's our diligence. He's looking for some people that are just diligent, that won't give up, man. It's not that we're just so special, that we're just so gifted, so talented. He's just looking for some relentless people that love him, that will not give up, man. That will lift up the bloodstained banner, man. That will go in and understand, unless he builds a house that we labor in vain, man, that will give it to him and give him his glory. So it's time, man. In every area of our life, man. God is ready to bless his people and lift us up, man. As we lift him up, man, he's ready to put us before people and reveal us to the world. So I thank God for it, man. I thank God for this next season. Thank God for it. Thank you, God,
Definitely, when you drop that album, definitely come back to the temple, man, so we can definitely just celebrate your ministry, amen, in Jesus' name.
It's done.
All right. Say no more. The Gap Star stays clear. Well, kings and queens, saints of the Most High God, servants of Jesus Christ the Messiah, we thank you for checking in with Crossroad Temple on tonight. We thank Rich Money, executive producer also of GQ Palace, Sister Lavina Polite. Definitely we thank them for their gracious amen and extending the time for the Gap Stars interview, amen. We definitely don't count it a lightly thing, amen, knowing how busy GQ Palace is, amen. Definitely next Sunday, amen. It starts all off 7 o'clock, Spiritual Sunday. Lavina Polite, Amen. Minister Weathersby. Amen. Pastor Sherry, as she has time to check in. All the other ministers of the gospel, they'll definitely chop it up. Well, you can call in, share your testimonies. You can definitely call in and share your wisdom or just encouragement. Amen. You definitely want to stop by Spiritual Sunday. Call in. So tell a neighbor, tell a friend about Spiritual Sunday at 7 o'clock. Amen. You have time to get ready after church to gear yourself up for it. Amen. And also here, 9 o'clock every Sunday, you have Faith Walker. Amen. Crossroad Temple. We premiere the best in gospel music. Amen. Established national artists. And we also break underground. Amen. Gospel rappers. Amen. Lyricists. Amen. Holy poetry, psalmists, you name it. We do like the gap stars, and we bridge the gap. This is the crossroad. We'll meet you at the crossroad in Jesus' name. So we thank God for you. Amen. And I'm just going to close out in prayer while the anointing is still among us. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for this broadcast. I pray, Lord God, that your people that were listening by divine appointment, Lord God, that it was touched, Lord God, that it was empowered, that it was inspired to go higher, Lord God, and Lord God, to go to the level that you are calling, even in the shaking right now, Lord God, even in the shifting right now, Lord God. In the name of Jesus Christ, I declare and I decree, Lord God, every chain that this listener is listening right now, Lord God, that'll be broken in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. So we stand in agreement, Lord God. And Lord God, bless the kingdom builders, the true kingdom builders doing the work down there in Decatur, Georgia, Lord God. Bless the man of God. And I thank you that you're refreshing his spirit right now in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord God, for the man of God, St. Clair. Bless his ministry, Lord God. Bless his family, Lord God. Everything he stretched forth his hands to in Jesus' name. Bless GQ Palace, Lord God. The work that they are doing, Lord God. May you continue to be glorified on Sundays and every day of the week, Lord God. We declare, we decree in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. That's it. I will be on tomorrow for unsigned artists. Amen. You gospel artists, you definitely send your tracks in. Amen. To GQ Palace. Amen. GQ002@gmail.com. Rich Money or Sister Lavina, one of their staff members, will definitely get me your tracks. Amen. You send them in. Amen. And you be considered to be on unsigned artists. We're doing our gospel rap edition tomorrow. Amen. And my playlist is pretty full right now. Amen. So you got time to see if you'll make the cut. Amen. In Jesus' name. Well, we'll see you over there at about 8 o'clock. If I'm not too sure, it's 8 o'clock, I believe. Amen. So it'll be about an hour long, hour and a half. Amen. We'll see how God works it out. But definitely join us tomorrow on GQ Palace Radio. That's it for tonight. God bless you. Lights off. God is in this place, man. Let's go.
Bringing heat to the ghost. Church folks talked about me. Meanwhile, for the camera. Grew up with no father, I'm a man like Pamela. Like pictures on the wall, I gotta hold a banner up. Breakfast for a favor, in the places that he taking us. Pictures on the tour, to die in the place for us. If it wasn't for his race, you wouldn't see the greatness, bro. When I fell to my knees, the straight came and raised me.
I gotta raise him up, boy, I gotta raise him up.
Bro.